Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Some American supporters of Israel are dismayed over President Trump's rebuke of Prime Minister Netanyahu for Israel's attacks on Iranian proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon.
It's extraordinarily strong language from Donald Trump. These are his most outspoken comments of the kind to date, and they reveal the extent of his frustration, I think, with Benjamin Netanyahu and his concern that an agreement with Iran could easily be derailed by what's happening in Lebanon. There is thought to be real anger, certainly real frustration in the White House about the way that Benjamin Netanyahu has handled the conflict in Lebanon against Hezbollah.
The BBC's David Willis. The U.S.-Iran deal to be signed Friday, a ceremony in Geneva. The lack of details has some members of Congress clamoring for more information on the agreement. More primaries in the books. In Georgia, Trump-endorsed Republican Congressman Mike Collins will face Democratic Senator John Ossoff in the fall. Rick Jackson has won the Georgia GOP gubernatorial runoff. In Alabama, Congressman Barry Moore, backed by President Trump, wins the U.S. Senate GOP runoff, challenging Democrat Everett Weiss in the general election. 15 people have been charged with interfering with the enforcement of federal immigration law in Minnesota. Among other things, they're accused of shadowing ICE agents.
Such stalking and other direct actions against law enforcement are criminal, they're un-American, and they'll be met with swift justice. That's why we're here today.
And that's Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen. Price of oil continues to fall. Brent crude is now below $80 per barrel. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed at the moment. The Dow futures are down 21 points. NASDAQ futures up 159. The S&P futures 7 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good start this morning with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. You might start to see a minor increase in the traffic south on 895 just around O'Donnell Street, but nothing major. Looking at it live, and they're just moving right along from there into the old harbor tunnel. We can see 95 next door. And again, the lanes are clear towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Beltway looks good, very quiet on the JFX. You're heading down towards the district, no problems on 95. And we're clear through Annapolis from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 80s. We could see a stray shower or two this afternoon. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in White Marsh, 63 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Harford County Sheriff's Office is investigating an assault on 2 teachers at an elementary school in Havre de Grace. Deputies were called to the school Tuesday afternoon where they quickly detained the student who was allegedly involved in the incident. The school was put on a modified lockdown and dismissal was delayed. And the body of a Towson University student has been recovered from the Potomac River after a multi-day search. 20-year-old Nazir Bell was reported missing Sunday night after swimming in the river near the Billy Goat Trail, and his body was found Tuesday afternoon. Towson University says the TU community is heartbroken by the loss, and the university joins his family, friends, and loved ones in mourning his passing. And Baltimore County State's Attorney Police Scott Schellenberger says all four juveniles accused of assaulting an 11-year-old girl will face prosecution. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 993. The pick four, 5831. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. From the comfort guys, my guys. Well, unfortunately for the Birds, the big dumper was back in Seattle last night.
High pitch on the way, swinging a line drive in the left center field, falling fast. That's going to drop in a base hit. Here comes Robles. Everson rounding third. The throw to the plate, he slides, he's saved. Two runs are in. Welcome back, Cal Raleigh off the IL.
Rick Riz had the call on Sports Radio 710 in Seattle. Cal Raleigh's two-run single off Grant Wolfram in the seventh was the difference, as the O's dropped the opener of a nine-game road trip in Seattle. 3-1 was the final. The O's mustering only three hits off Logan Gilbert, who struck out 10 over seven. After the game, manager Albernez on the O's bats being kept off balance.
He was really dotting up with a heater. Did a great job with the split and the changeup, and then, you know, threw the slider when needed to, and when he was establishing that fastball and put it wherever he wanted, like, get our guys in swing mode, and that's when we got our chase.
Samuel Basayo, the lone RBI for the Birds. It was a two-out run-scoring single in the first. World Cup action last night in Kansas City. What a night. An historic night, in fact, for the world's greatest player.
Lionel Messi!
Call was on Fox TV. That's all you need to say. Lionel Messi's first career World Cup hat-trick last night gives him 16 career World Cup goals, tying the men's record. Defending champ Argentina defeats Algeria 3-0, the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a concerned mother averts a disaster. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up with the program this morning, we'll have a little bit later on in the hour, there's a press conference being held today by gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale regarding what he says is Democrat interference in the GOP primary. And John Myrick is suing a local media company. We'll tell you what that is all about. Baltimore, of course, is our top story today, cracking down on the smoke shops but not so much on the chaos in Fells Point. So first and foremost are these smoke shops, which populate most of the city. And again, these are ostensibly legal smoke shops and vape shops, but there's been a recent bust where some of these smoke shops are selling cannabis, selling illegal weed. Some have even been selling cocaine. Some have actually had weapons in some of these smoke shops. And Baltimore City leaders now cracking down to tighten the rules on the smoke shops, calling some locations a public safety hazard and accusing certain businesses of selling illegal products, including being marketed to children. Here is City Council President Zeke Cohen.
We don't know as a city what is going into these illicit, illegal products. We don't know what's in that product. We don't know whether it could be laced with fentanyl, any kind of toxic chemical.
Well, that should be easily determined. First off, when you give these people a license to set up shop, there's got to be some kind of vetting that goes on, number one. Number two, don't you send out city inspectors? I know they do for liquor stores. Inspectors go out to make sure that everything is copacetic. So why aren't inspectors? No, what they're doing now, they're sending in underage or undercover agents that represent themselves to be underage. They're able to bust them for selling illegal stuff. But again, the cannabis, you have to have a license to sell it, obviously. Obviously, there's cocaine, everything is illegal, and of course, illegal guns and everything else. But Zeke Cohen and the mayor are saying that, hey, we're pro-business, but we're more concerned about what's being marketed to children.
We welcome you with open arms. Baltimoreans love seeing new businesses. What we do not want is folks who are selling poison to our children and to our communities.
We know this is going to be a process to make sure that we're dealing with this issue. This isn't, as the councilman said, this isn't something that's just going to go overnight. We're going to continue to build. There's going to be other legislation coming.
And what's hilarious to me, Brandon Scott, the mayor of BS, signed a bill at City Hall creating stricter zoning rules for smoke shops. The new law would bar smoke shops from operating within 750 feet of schools, parks, or rec centers. And the city council approved that legislation back in May. But if you're 751 feet from the school, park, or recreation center, that's okay. 751, you're okay. 750, you're going to jail. I mean, this is nonsense. It's craziness. Sheriff Kogan, who is running for re-election, and the FOP... Lodge number three is opposing his candidacy. He is warning those that are setting up in these illegal smoke shops.
So the bottom line is, look, if you're operating a smoke shop and you're selling cannabis to children and untaxed tobacco, you're going to need to change your business model because you're going to see the sheriff's office get very involved in your life.
All right. We'll see. But clearly, again, the problem with the smoke shop, folks, is they don't know which palms to grease. If the smoke shop folks, look, I'm totally opposed to selling illegal drugs in any business front, obviously, and I'm totally opposed to marketing children. But let's not look past the fact that there are other businesses in the city that are marketing to children as well. That, I don't know, might be selling booze, and they don't seem to be in the same crosshairs as these smoke shops are. But I digress. It's 6:13. Traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The ride south on the parkway this morning looks good. We've looked at Arundel Mills down to Route 32, and then coming north through Powder Mill Road. Lanes are open. Good pace right now through there. Capitol Beltway is already a little bit slow on the outer loop at Route 29, but it looks like it gets better after the Georgia Avenue ramp and around to the American Legion Bridge. And if you're heading towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge right now, the inner loop in Prince George's County is clear. Looks to be in pretty good shape early with both the harbor tunnels. Nothing major there. The west side outer loop might begin to fill in just a bit. I'm going to change the camera here, go back over towards Liberty Road, and right there it is. And the west side looks good. Liberty Road down through the ramps at I-70. And again, the pace not bad. Gets busy after I-70 down the hill towards a ramp at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We have partly sunny today. It'll be a hot one with highs in the upper 80s. Any chance for a stray shower? Kind of rained overnight in some areas. Overnight upper 60s. Tomorrow, hot, humid. They're calling it Maggie weather. Mid-90s.
I like it. Thank you.
Chance for storms as well. So right up your alley, Maggie.
There I am.
It is Annapolis right now. Cloudy, 68, 61 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Scotland fans set a new noise record at the World Cup games at Gillette Stadium outside of Boston. Fans hit 125 decibels during the national anthem.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty, I think it's, is that higher than an airplane? I think it's right up. It's right up there. Yeah, they said it was so loud you couldn't even hear the bagpipes. Restaurant giant Yum Brands is selling one of its big name fast food chains, Pizza Hut. Mm. They're being bought by Long Range Capital for nearly $3 billion. If you do the math, that's about an extra $2 for each topping.
There you go.
You know?
We'll see that on the menu.
No, Pizza Hut's trying to make a comeback.
I know. I love it.
I used to love Pizza.
We used to take the red lamps and the
red cups.
Yes, the red
the red plastic cups.
Salad bar was like
phenomenal. Salad bar was always good. We always used to take the kids after games and everything to.
We always go to the one in Ocean City on a rough morning.
SpaceX has surpassed Amazon in market value. Imagine, big money there.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, SpaceX, that's not the sound of the rocket blasting off. It's Jeff Bezos' head exploding, folks. You talk about the multi-billion dollar ego. Ooh. Taylor Swift reportedly building a massive stage for her wedding to Travis Kelce at Madison Square Garden. We now hear the date might be July 3rd.
Mm-hmm. That's
in just
weird.
A couple of weeks.
Right.
Apparently the stage is so big, it's being built to withstand an enormous amount of weight. I guess I mean that Andy Reid's going.
Yeah.
Nice.
Uh-huh. I knew that something like that was coming.
I saw him getting fitted yesterday.
Or is Jerry Nadler going?
Yeah. Oh. Fitted for what?
Fitted for a tux.
Okay. Well, I thought you were saying, never mind.
Not for a box.
No, exactly. Or a straitjacket, maybe.
Either one.
Yeah. Great Britain has instituted age checks to access social media. By the way, you have to be at least 35 years to go on Facebook. And Facebook has become a social media for the older folk.
The younger, I'm like borderline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm borderline Amish. I don't even have a Facebook account.
Yeah. So you engage in no social media whatsoever?
Nope.
Yes, you do. This is one right here. Talk Radio is the original social
the
media.
Original
yeah,
social
we're the
original
social
media. I'm talking the original.
Yeah.
I'm not talking the.
By the way, the best-run cities in America, worst-run cities in America list is out.
Oh, boy.
Where do you think Baltimore fell?
Fifth.
Third.
As worst city, best city?
Third.
Third worst city?
Worst.
We're in the bottom 10.
Okay.
The worst is San Francisco, then Detroit, New York, Oakland, Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore. Number seventh worst.
Nice group.
Yeah, seventh worst. Top-run cities are Provo, Utah, Nampa, Idaho. Never heard of it.
That's where the Osmonds are.
Yeah. Manchester, New Hampshire, Boise, Idaho, and Nashua, New Hampshire. Those are the top five there. So, Maggie, we, a lot of fiber jokes and everything over the last week or so. But we know that you've, had some difficulty, and we want to make sure that you...
Aw, you care. You really do.
The Japanese have now invented something that's right just for you, Maggie. It is a robot toilet that comes to your bedside.
This is the Xiaoban Intelligent Toilet Robot, designed primarily as a mobile, autonomous toilet for elderly people or those with mobility challenges. As instead of the person going to the toilet comes to the person. As soon as you are finished, the robot initiates a built-in bidet system for automated washing, followed by a warm air drying cycle. From there, a heavy-duty odor control mechanism instantly engages, sealing the internal chamber airtight to trap and neutralize any smells. The robot drives itself back to the docking station. It then extends a disposal arm, completely flushing both the solid and liquid waste away. Immediately after, it runs an intensive self-cleaning and sanitizing cycle on the bowl, leaving it pristine for the next trip.
The odor control mechanism deploys, and then the robot drives itself back. What's the name of the robot vacuum cleaners?
Fido.
Roomba. Roomba. Thank you, McKristen.
Yeah.
So we need a name for this robot. If we have Roomba, what's the robot vacuum cleaner? We need, what do we call the robot toilet?
Pooba.
The Grand Pooba.
The Grand Pooba.
Goomba.
Oh.
Okay. Stinky.
Exactly.
Here's stinky
one.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. At 620, you can join us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Why of a sudden, all of a sudden now, is Baltimore City so concerned about the smoke and the vape shops? I think that clearly, you know, if they are selling to children, you just shut them down. That's all. If anybody is caught selling illegal products, you just take the license. Just shut them down. But now they've got this zoning thing, which is just absurd, that you can't do it within 750. But beyond that, we're not going to be caring too much. All right. And they have 2 years, by the way, 2 years. So all of this attention paid to the smoke shops and the vape shops, but very little to the chaos that is happening in Fells Point. We'll take a look at that coming up in just a second. All right, I want to tell you about our friends at Town Appliance. It's summer grilling season. If you haven't, maybe you need a new replacement grill. Maybe you're unhappy with the current grill that you have. I got to tell you, they have everything under the one roof there. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your backyard cooking area. Best outdoor grilling in the area from Heston. They got Weber's, Coyotes, Exo, Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, and both mayors will give you a shopping experience you won't forget. They'll help you find the best fit and promise you to keep you on or under budget. Don't miss out on these amazing summer grills. Visit townappliance.com for more information today.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyle. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate. Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, Treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. Treasure.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, it didn't take too long to get involved. There's a new problem here, southbound 95, right around the airport cutoff at I-195. Looks like there's a truck and a vehicle on the right side. I'm not sure what this is ahead of them. I'm not sure if that's involved in the wreck or not. It's pretty much off to the side, but they're slowing and they're looking at it, and it looks like it might be crowding the right lane. So if you're between the Beltway and the airport cutoff there in Arbutus, right now I would stay to the center and the left as you're moving south from the Beltway and eventually down towards the Howard County Lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to be partly sunny today. Hot in the upper 80s. Chance of a stray shower. Overnight into the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, hot, humid, mid-90s. Chance for thunderstorms heading our way back. The heat is on as we head into the summer solstice, which will be Sunday, which, by the way, is Dad's Day as well. Right now, cloudy, 63 in Pikesville, 61 in Reisterstown. So they're cracking down on the smoke and vape shops in Baltimore City, but the violence and the disorder seen at Falls Point over the weekend, not so much. As that has now become a bone of contention, residents, businesses, et cetera, in Fells Point, they are upset. They want action. They want this kind of lawlessness to be brought to a halt. Here are some of the residents of Fells Point reacting over the weekend.
There were thousands of people down here, and they were open containers, handles of liquor, weed, screaming, jumping on cars, twerking.
And I'm hearing it, and then I hear Foxtrot, and I'm saying, here we go again. I mean, I hate to say this, I'm becoming numb.
Yeah, well, it's the same story each and every summer, and business owner Beth Hawks says that it's deja vu all over again.
It's exhausting. It's not gotten better. We haven't seen it this bad since the pandemic.
No, it hasn't been bad. And Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor challenging the mayor yesterday at this smoke shop press conference as to what he's going to do about it.
In terms of what you're directing police to do and that heightened enforcement,
can you elaborate? I'm not going to tell you out loud so that everyone, including the people who break the law, is going to know exactly what we're doing.
Wouldn't warning people that you would be issuing citations just be a deterrent?
Well, they already know that. They already know that we'll make them pour out the liquor. They already know that we'll give out citations. They know that. It was not that simple, but we'll do what we need to do.
The last thing I'll say is that we're hearing from business owners that those citations aren't being issued and that they're seeing these open containers freely while police are standing right there. So that's coming from business owners.
That's something that I addressed as well. And we know that they have and they will and they will be doing more.
Yeah. Well, first off, making them pour out the liquor, okay, that's for that particular moment, but they'll always get more liquor, okay? That's not a big deal. They'll be right back at it next weekend with more liquor. The citations are a joke. Let's face it. The citations are meaningless. Make police officers fill out these citations, which takes up their time. They got to crack some heads. I don't mean physically, but they really do have to come out and start making arrests and putting these people in at least the parents. And that one thing I do agree with the mayor on is that, parents, do you know where your children are?
I'm going to say this to the cows come home when it comes to the children, that this is not going to solely fall on the backs of the police department or the city. We need parents to hold their children accountable as well.
Now, we need more resources. We need the police to be empowered and enabled to make arrests or detentions. If they're violating curfew, that needs to happen. The citation thing was a horrible idea from the get-go. City Council President Zeke Cohen says he's not happy with the current lack of enforcement in the Fells Point. Remember, they created this entertainment district unit that was supposed to go out into Fells Point. What are they doing? The video that I saw, the police are just standing around watching as people are partying and shooting up the joint.
No, I'm not satisfied with the current level of enforcement in Fells Point. Look, I think citations is an important tool in officers' tool belts. I would love to see police, sheriffs, all of our law enforcement agencies taking more advantage of it. And I think it is also important that when a situation escalates, an arrest is made, that we are sending a clear message that we will not tolerate illegal behavior.
Here's the clear message you're sending, Mr. Mayor and City Council. Fells Point is not really a welcome place for businesses, for the residents. I feel for you. I really do. It's one of the reasons, though, I don't go to Fells Point anymore. I don't want to take my family to Fells Point. Just not going to do it. It's not worth the risk. And I hope and pray that things will change soon, because I used to go to Fells Point all the time. Not anymore. You know, low testosterone doesn't just affect libido. It can quietly drain energy and endurance and confidence because, I'd say before most men actually realize it's happening, you can start feeling it everywhere in the gym, on the stairs, even how you move throughout the day. That's why Rescue created two powerful formulas for ultimate male vitality, both available during this June Men's Health Month. Buy one, get two more completely free. Prime RX promotes healthy testosterone levels, stamina, strength, and focus, while Active Flex supports flexible joints and muscle recovery, so movement and performance feel natural again. So go to res-q.com, use the code FEELSTRONG, buy one bottle of Prime RX or Active Flex, get two more free, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. That code again, FEELSTRONG. It's 6:30. It's time for some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Well, thanks. Good morning. Annapolis police have released a statement regarding alleged ICE activity near the police department on Monday. Police received reports from residents about a suspected ICE vehicle in the APD parking lot just before noon. A check of security cameras confirmed that the vehicle pulled into the front parking lot with another vehicle driving behind it. The ICE vehicle waited until the other vehicle left the parking lot and exited as well. Police say at no time did the vehicle enter the restricted portion of the lot or interact with any sworn or civilian police department staff. And Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger says all four juveniles accused of assaulting an 11-year-old girl will face prosecution. The victim was beaten unconscious at a home on Spectator Lane in Owings Mills in May, and she was taken to a hospital. Three girls, aged 12, 13, and 14, have been charged with first-degree assault, and a 12-year-old boy faces first- and second-degree assault charges. According to the Baltimore Sun, Schellenberger plans to prosecute the cases in his office's juvenile unit. And Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of the elderly woman who was killed in an Odenton crash on Monday. 85-year-old Amelia Nucky was a passenger in a Hyundai SUV when it was involved in a head-on crash with a Lexus SUV on Piney Orchard Parkway. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Both drivers involved in the wreck were taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say their investigation is ongoing. And Fox 45 reports that a former police chief in Prince George's County has been convicted by a federal jury for his role in an auto insurance fraud scheme, according to the Maryland U.S. Attorney's Office. The jury found Davian Percy, 40, of Suitland, guilty of one count of conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud connected to an insurance scam targeting Liberty Mutual Insurance, according to the announcement from Kelly Hayes, U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland. It's 6:32. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Today on Fox.
Thousands on their feet.
The Stars and Stripes kick off the day's World Cup action.
Scores!
As Christian Pulisic and the U.S. look to keep their dream alive.
Can you believe it?
When they take on group rivals Australia. USA, Australia, today at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
USA versus Australia, today at 3 on Fox 45.
Every year, you put your trust in the school system to educate your kids, keep them safe, help them grow. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore makes sure they fulfill that promise to you by shining a spotlight on issues happening inside the classroom, by taking your concerns and frustrations straight to school leaders, and by echoing your demands for change. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore. We fight to save our schools.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New wreck on the Beltway, interloop near Charles Street, very quickly to the right shoulder, and I just saw the fire department leaving, so it's not a big accident here, but they're looking at it. So if you're coming eastbound, you're coming over from 83, you're trying to get over to York Road, you'll see it. It's on the right side. It's affecting the ramp a little bit coming on from Charles Street, but it's more of a visual delay right now than it is anything else. The outer loop is kind of looking at it as well. So just a word of caution there. We're going to keep most of the lanes open. More of an impact on the inner loop. And then the incident southbound on I-95 in Arbutus right before the airport cutoff at I-195. There's some activity there off to the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 80s. We could see a stray shower or two this afternoon. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Bird Fast goes silent in Seattle.
And a long run of 16 straight retired ended this inning. Got him! That's 10!
MLB TV had the call. Logan Gilbert had the Bird's number all night. 10 strikeouts in 7 innings. Only 3 hits allowed as the Mariners take the bats out of the Orioles' hands. 3-1 was the final in Seattle. Baltimore's third loss in a row, dropping them 6 games below 500 and 11.5 games out of first. Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson was 0-for-4 last night, had no answers.
Unbelievably frustrating because I feel like I'm putting in the right work to get the results to show.
Now the Orioles made a move before the game last night, activating closer Ryan Helsley off the injured list, optioning right-hander Anthony Nunez to AAA. Nunez had struggled since May, carrying a 7.11 earned run average in 19 innings. Helsley hasn't pitched since April 28th. Elsewhere in baseball, it was a pitcher's duel last night in Los Angeles, going to the bottom of the sixth. Joe Davis with the call on Sportsnet LA. Shohei Ohtani has done it again. His 15th of the year came off Drew Rasmussen and was the only run of the game. The Dodgers beat the Rays 1-0. The final have taken the first 2 games of the series. World Cup action yesterday in East Rutherford, New Jersey. An historic performance from one of the world's greats.
Well, Mbappe has another one out of nowhere. 3-1.
Call was on Fox Sports' Kylian Mbappe with his 13th and 14th World Cup goals, moving it past the great Pelé on the all-time World Cup scoring list as France downed the Senegal 3-1 in Group 1 play. In the process, Mbappe now with 58 international play goals, the all-time leading scorer in French history. And of course, not to be outdone, last night in Kansas City.
Lionel Messi! Lionel Messi!
That's all you need to say. Call on Fox TV. Lionel Messi's first career World Cup hat trick last night gives him 16 career World Cup goals, tying the men's record as defending champ Argentina defeats Algeria 3-0. And finally, an Ohio mother turns in her own son to allegedly prevent planned attacks on the UFC Freedom 250 extravaganza at the White House on Saturday. The name of the mother has not been publicly released by law enforcement. She is referred to strictly as the mother of 19-year-old suspect Tyson Proper of Danville, Ohio, who was arrested following her tip. As many as 23 people were said to be involved in the planned attack. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's obvious what the Orioles are missing.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
So, what I'm about to say isn't news, and you have hit it on the head over the last 2 years, basically. An ace is what the Orioles are missing, and the reason why it became obvious was because last night, Logan Gilbert did something that only 3 pitchers have done, or has been done only 3 times in Baltimore in the last 3 years, and that's go 7 innings, allow 3 hits or less, and strike out 10 or more. And the Orioles have done that only 3 times since 2023.
Wow.
And only 3 teams have done it less, which is, according to the Sun this morning, the Athletics, the Rockies, and the Nationals.
Jeez.
And that was the, and, you know, I mean, that's it. At the end of the day.
Well, you know what the ace does? The ace, this is the pitcher that you trot out there every 3, 4, or 5 starts, whatever it is, and he's a stopper. You know, he's going to right the ship. You avoid these long losing streaks.
Exactly.
And we had guys like Jim Palmer and others over the years that you know you're going to get 20 wins out of them every year, and you know that they're going to be, you can count on them to go out and get you into that seventh inning. I remember some case, we had a lot more. It would be interesting to see how many. I think it's probably an age-old statistic now. It's past its expiration date, but complete games.
Oh,
how many times do we get complete games anymore?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are numbers on that. There are stats to see how the complete games have dwindled over the years. It's amazing how the pitching has changed. The concept of pitching has changed in the majors. But, you know, they had Corbin Burnes. They failed to re-sign him in 2024. And then it's really all been downhill from there. Now, having said that, Burnes blew his shoulder out. And now I don't think he's pitched in Arizona for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So it's risky.
It does happen.
But you still need the guy.
Yeah.
And we don't have the guy.
Yeah, and I think that's obvious, you know, with the current record and lack of playoff results.
You got it.
And that's the other thing. In playoffs, you can trot out that ace, you know, in a short series or a long or whatever it is. I mean, you can get two starts out of that ace.
Yeah, exactly. And now, especially in the playoffs, which is extended, you've got that first best out of three. You got to have an ace there.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Leftist violence rearing its ugly head again. I just remind you, the Bernie bro that shot Steve Scalise and shut up the congressional baseball game. Radical, leftist, violent individual inspired by Democrat ideology and rhetoric. There was a summer of love. Remember that? All the George Floyd. That was inspired by Democrats. Antifa was a big part of that. There were the attempted assassinations of President Trump 1 and Butler 2 at his at the Palm Beach golf course. Both of those, I think, inspired by leftist ideology and violence. Charlie Kirk was assassinated, I think. More leftist violence rhetoric responsible for that. And J6. Let's not forget about J6, because there was a bunch of Antifa operatives on the ground that day, along with undercover FBI agents. So Antifa has been a thorn in our side. Finally, we have a Justice Department that is getting serious about going after Antifa. U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Minnesota yesterday unsealed a federal indictment charging 15 defendants over their alleged roles in two Minneapolis-based Antifa groups that violently opposed the enforcement of federal immigration law during Operation Metro Surge. Here's U.S. Attorney Dan Rosen.
Today, a federal indictment was unsealed, charging 15 defendants with conspiracy to impede or injure federal officers and other charges related to efforts of two Minneapolis-based Antifa groups that violently opposed the enforcement of federal law in our state.
Of the 15 defendants, 12 arrested on Tuesday during coordinated Homeland Security investigation raids. One was already in custody on separate charges. Two remain at large. Here's HSA Director Michael McCarthy saying that this was a coordinated attack by Antifa.
Working closely with the U.S. Attorney's Office, our investigation uncovered extensive planning, material support, and coordinated attacks against federal personnel and facilities. Our teams have worked tirelessly, conducting surveillance, reviewing camera footage, and analyzing large volumes of information to identify those responsible. I want to thank all the agents and staff whose dedication and professionalism made these indictments possible. Our message is clear. You may not agree with the laws. You may protest the laws, but you must follow the laws or face the consequences. It is not optional. We will enforce the law. Any attempt to undermine it through violence or intimidation will be met with decisive action.
The operation targeted criminal illegal aliens, including gangbangers, sex offenders, domestic abusers. In a moment, you're going to hear a clip from Antifa Kyle, a call to arms for his fellow Antifa members. I will tell you this. Remember, in the Biden Justice Department, they were going after who? Parents. Parents who were showing up at school board meetings were being followed home by FBI agents. We had Catholics down in Richmond, Virginia, who are being targeted because they were traditional Catholics that liked Latin Mass. We had pro-lifers that were being targeted by the Justice Department. Finally, we've righted the ship at the Justice Department. Thanks to President Trump, thanks to Cash Patel, and Todd Blanche, the new acting AG, who's been nominated for the full term. They're finally going after the true threats and the enemy within. kudos. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on 95 in Arbutus, apparently somebody had at least a minor injury. A medic unit pulled up here now. When they do, they tend to block the right lane, and they are. So we're getting that back up. It's south of the Beltway. It's before the airport cutoff at I-195. You can go around it and then take the ramp to the airport. There is a backup. They're moving by it, but not too much of a problem. But now the northbound side is looking at it just a bit. So if you're coming up from Howard County, you're crossing over the Patapsco River Bridge, get up around the airport cutoff. That's the reason for that delay with heavy traffic through there. The wreck on the top side beltway on the inner loop near Charles Street, completely off to the right shoulder beyond the white line, and really not a big deal right now for the traffic through there. Very quickly, we went from all clear at both the tunnels to now backed up on 895 to the Erdman Avenue ramp, and we're almost back to O'Donnell Street on 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today. It'll be a hot one, upper 80s, chance for a stray shower right now. It's a partly sunny morning, nice morning out there. Starting to heat up a bit, 67 in the city, 66 in Glen Burnie. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Buttaball Johnson.
Yeah, if you pick it up, you still eat it.
Start that stuff again. No. By the way, thanks to everybody for the comments from yesterday. Very nice.
Well, those are the ones we let through.
Yeah, I know they were being filtered out, but that's all right. I didn't see any cussing anywhere, so that was all right.
All right, let's see. White Castle has launched a new garlic parm chicken slider. Just in time. The chain has also brought back garlic cheese.
Whoa.
And the new Southwest Veggie Slider.
Whoa!
Watch out for those sliders. America's fast food chicken chain has been knocked out of the top spot in customer satisfaction rankings. Chick-fil-A, which has topped the annual American Customer Satisfaction Index since 2025, fell to second place this year. Guess who made the big upset? Who do you think supplanted Chick-fil-A?
I can't even imagine. They're like so
their
nice.
Their chain... It's a chain. It's a national chain, and it's a sub-chain.
Oh, Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's, claiming first place with a score of 84 out of 100. Chick-fil-A had 83 out of 100. So, Jersey Mike's. I've never had a Jersey Mike's sub. Are they
Neither
good?
Have I.
Yeah? I have.
Yeah, and then, are they good?
Very good, yeah. As a matter of fact, the Chick-fil-A and the Jersey Mike's are about 100 yards apart.
Oh, so you just go kind of bounce back and forth between the two.
Yeah, they both
bounce back.
Stuff.
Oh, dear.
Bounce back.
McDonald's is bringing back fried apple pies this summer.
Oh.
It's a fan favorite. They're calling it a national treasure. The original fried apple pie will be back at participating McDonald's for a limited time this summer. Back in the 1960s when it started in East Tennessee at a McDonald's there. Mm. And they tried it, and the people just kept coming back for more, and thus became a now national tradition. They fried apple pie just in time for summer.
They should bring McPasta. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a marketing?
McPasta. A McTony.
Chuck,
we got a lot of folks today yesterday that were, you know, obviously emailing and texting and wondering about, you know, some, obviously your career, very storied, lengthy career at 57 years.
Storied is right.
Yeah, exactly. But the one they keep repeating was, because the barter, they wanted to know what was the best barter deal that you ever pulled off during your traffic career.
I did one for David Saperstein when I was with Metro Traffic. He called up and he said, we're trying to sign this new affiliate in Houston. The guy is a big fisherman. He needs a bass boat.
Oh, no.
I said, where the hell am I going to get a bass boat? It's wintertime. So I called. I'm going to give him a plug now. Riverside Marine.
Okay.
I'll be gone.
I said, Dave, you got any bass boats sitting out in the yard covered up with snow? He goes, yep, I do. I got a 19-footer. I said, put it on a truck.
Wow.
Advertising is covered from now till November. He says, as a matter of fact, I have to go down to Texas anyway, so I'll take it down there. Called David back 5 minutes later and said, you can sign that station now. His boat's on the way.
That is just amazing.
We got a boat.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
5 minutes is all it took.
Yep.
Yeah. That's just a testament to the barter network of Chuck Whitaker.
And, you know, it's funny because when I went to work for David, and he and I were good friends and everything, I learned from him.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. And look where he is and look where you are.
I didn't need to bring that up. It's because you're
Is that like linked in with the IBF? Is that like the same company? The
yes.
That's
all
what I thought it was like a
he's got,
leg.
He's got more money than the Denver Mint.
Yes, he does.
Let's just put it that
that's
way. But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's good for him.
Because let me tell you something. When he was there on Reister Style Road.
Is that Action Ford?
He was all right.
Yeah, Action Ford. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Wow.
All right, Chuck. Very good story. Thanks so much. Appreciate that.
Sir.
His name is Antifa Kyle. As soon as, and by the way, they rioted, they stormed the U.S. Attorney's Office, the ICE offices in Minneapolis. They were trying to, they were assaulting officers yesterday. It was a melee. And this was all inspired by this guy, Antifa Kyle, who took to his social media accounts and made a call to arms right after these 15 Antifa types were indicted yesterday by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Here it is.
My name is Kyle. I'm Antifa, and there's so much rage in me that I've had to record this like 15 times trying to get the message out. Get f***ed up. Okay? Go watch my other videos. Doesn't matter if you're not here and you're not caught up. You missed the fight. But if you are, it's time to suit up. Boots on the ground. Nicollet and 26th. My house is four blocks away. Anywhere between Franklin and Nicollet and 26th and Nicollet. Show up. Ready to go. Okay? No, not talking about peaceful protests anymore. We're not talking about having polite conversations anymore. I am talking specifically to my followers. This is everything I have talked about, and this is exactly what I said was going to happen. This is exactly what I said was going to come when we didn't go and march on Whipple with guns. Sorry, but welcome to America 2026.
Thanks to Kristen, who did an amazing job at editing out all those F-bombs. Wait, 9 of them, I think you got. So, and I cut it off because it got even worse after that. You'd have been busy all day. So, all right. Again, that's who we're dealing with, folks. Call to arms. They want to kill us, Antifa. And thanks to the DOJ for going after them. We got more coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police, Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County firefighters, Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm John Myrick, and I'm running for governor of Maryland because Maryland is worth saving. Together with my running mate, Dr. Brenda Cham, we'll bring down the high taxes and reduce or eliminate the outrageous fees that the current governor has imposed on us. We'll make energy costs more affordable with our plan to cut costs by 50% within 3 years. We'll fix our schools and refocus them on education, not indoctrination. And we will work with our sheriffs and police to make our streets safe again. Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd. Together, we will restore prosperity to Maryland because Maryland deserves better. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham, Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
If someone earns $174,000 a year from one boss but gets $5 million from another boss, which boss is really in charge? Congresswoman Elforth gets her salary from taxpayers, but her campaign gets millions of dollars from donors who care nothing about you. So does Sarah Elforth work for you, or does she work for the people writing the big checks? Makes you wonder. If you're wondering, then you should vote for me. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message. Paid for by Flowers for Maryland, Ed Burlett, Treasurer.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day. With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by Friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
653, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
So I-95 southbound, if you're heading down to the airport cutoff, as of about 10 minutes ago when we last looked at it, there was still some activity there on the right side. Now it looks like the medic unit has left. There's still some activity on the right side, but the pace is a little bit better. And now the northbound side, not worried about it at all. So if you're coming up from Howard County, you're good. Going to be a little slow south of the Beltway. 695 now with backups beginning before Hartford Road. The interloop through Green Spring is filling in, and we're 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. We're about 15-minute delays or so with the building traffic very quickly at both the Harvard tunnels, and we're seeing some heavy traffic now, but no issues for the traffic through Annapolis. Still clear between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today. It'll be a hot one, upper 80s, chance for a stray shower. Right now it is partly cloudy and 63 in Forest Hill. Sunshine and 68 in Dundalk. And kudos again to the FBI and the DOJ. By the way, James O'Keefe with the O'Keefe Media Group, they have gone undercover, and they have infiltrated a New Jersey Antifa organization called New Jersey Burn. They were able to get inside the group's signal chats, members discussing plans for port blockades, riot activities, support networks for criminal defendants, and celebrated acts of political violence using names, profile photos, and digital receipts. The O'Keefe Media Group traced individuals to positions throughout some of America America's most influential organizations inside the Signal chat group. It was N.J. Burn, included a Rutgers University director, a T-Mobile AI leader, and much more. They all celebrated Charlie Kirk's murder, and were hoping that President Trump would be assassinated. These are the enemy within. And then we told you yesterday about that FBI foiled a massive terror plot at the UFC America 250 event in Washington, D.C. Upwards of 23 people were involved, at least 23 were involved in this plot to attack the UFC event in D.C. Sunday night and possibly the White House using explosive drones. Multiple suspects were arrested across several states. Again, they were targeting capitalists and pro-Israel politicians. This is the American left now. This is who they are. And the Democrat Party knows it. They do nothing to purge themselves of these kinds of violent actors within the Democrat Party. They were going to use explosive-laden drones to hit buildings near the event, force a mass evacuation, steer the crowds towards a second team of snipers. Then they would start killing people as they fled the event. And then a second wave was then going to storm the White House gate and try to take out as many people as they could, including the president. This is not to be treated lightly. And one of the suspects' mothers, I think, called the FBI with a tip that he was up to no good. And including that suspect's iPhone, they found at least 23 users of an encrypted chat app Signal involved in discussing parameters of what could have been a devastating terrorist attack in the heart of our nation's capital during our 250th birthday. Don't see a lot of Democrat reaction to this. I don't see Governor Wes Moore condemning and denouncing this kind of a plot and behavior. I don't see the Gavin Newsoms of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Joe Biden's, the Kamala Harris's, etc. No, they're all out there trashing President Trump over the Iran deal, including a lot of neocons and a lot of Washington. washed-up commentators and so-called conservative and MAGA influencers as well. No, they should be focused on the true threat to this country, that is the Democrat Party and their violent leftist minions that they control. That includes Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the pro-Palestinian factions that and the anti-Semitic factions in among their midst. All right, lots more to come here on the program. Coming up next, the spotlight on Maryland investigator now speaking out, giving an interview with Fox 45 over Westmore's military records. We'll also hear Ed Hales holding a presser today, claiming that Westmore and the Maryland Democrat Party is interfering in the Republican primary, and John Myrick is suing a local media company for defamation. We have those stories coming up in just a second. But contractors, if you're a contractor, when you're trying to keep a kitchen or remodel project moving on time, it all matters, right? That's why you should get to know our good friends, Mike and the team over at Elegant Kitchen and Design on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. They help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. I was in their store the other day. I got to tell you, very, very impressed with their entire process. They make it very easy for you. Whether you need cabinets, granite, quartz, or quartzite, they can help you keep the job moving. So I urge you to stop by their Baltimore County showroom on Joppa Road, or head over to ElegantKD.com. That's their website. That's ElegantKD.com. Keep your project on time, and you're going to save a ton of money for your clients and customers as well at Elegant Kitchen and Design. And tell them that Sean Casey sent you. All right, coming up next, the latest on the Moore military record scandal and investigation. We'll hear from the lead investigator himself from Spotlight on Maryland.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Team Trump is under pressure from Congress to release details of the U.S.-Iran deal to be signed on Friday in Geneva. The bottom line, according to President Trump, is this. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, and Mr. Trump describes that as 99.9% of what he sought. The president is venting. He's voicing frustration over Israel's attacks on Iranian-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Now, I'm not happy with the way Israel has handled themselves with Lebanon and with Hezbollah. They should have been able to do the job faster. It just goes on forever. And when that happens, it throws a negative light on the big deal, and that's the deal with Iran.
The president's remarks are generating concern among some backers of Israel, both here in the U.S. and abroad. Mr. Trump says he is delaying the confirmation hearing for Jay Clayton, the president's choice for national intelligence director. The hearing put on hold until Clayton's successor as U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York has been confirmed. Primary voting results this morning.
The president's choices have secured the GOP nominations for the U.S. Senate in both Georgia and Oklahoma. Mr. Trump has remained at the center of this year's midterm races. His influence is facing different tests in primaries in four states and the District of Columbia.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Rick Jackson, who was not endorsed by President Trump, won the Georgia Republican gubernatorial primary. One person is dead following last night's crash of a business jet on a highway in Laredo, Texas. The aircraft burst into flames upon impact. Not clear if the person who died was on the plane or on the ground. Nearby motorists rushed to the burning aircraft. They had hoped to rescue those on board. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 17 points. NASDAQ futures 182 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's still some activity on the shoulder in Arbutus. The incident southbound I-95 right before the airport cutoff. So it's kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. But it could be slow coming south of the Beltway. After that, you're good towards Howard County. Moving south from there, looking live at the BW Parkway northbound at 197. Still a good pace with the heavier traffic northbound. No major incidents there. Southbound is still okay from Arundel Mills down towards Route 32. Both the tunnels now anywhere from 15 to 20 minute delays, and building both at 95 and 895. 695 already is slow. Hartford Road on the northeast corner, the inner loop at Green Spring, and pretty much 795 down through Frederick Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 80s. We could see a stray shower or two this afternoon. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Abingdon and 64 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore City leaders are acknowledging that the violence and disorder seen in Fells Point over the weekend is unacceptable, but questions remain about what specific steps will be taken to address ongoing public safety concerns in one of the city's busiest entertainment districts. New cell phone video circulating on social media appears to show crowds of young people running and ducking for cover in Fells Point during a shooting early Saturday morning. Baltimore police said gunfire struck a Chinese restaurant and a nearby apartment building. A 31-year-old man was also shot in the leg. So far, police have not made any arrests. An adult and four children were displaced after a malfunctioning e-bike ignited a house fire in Harford County Tuesday morning, according to officials. Shortly before noon on June 16th, crews with the Susquehanna Hose Company and Aberdeen Fire Department were called to a home located at 423 Baltimore Street in Aberdeen for a house fire. The winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 993. The pick four, 5831. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Fawn and Indermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. No comfort for the Birds last night. They were stymied in Seattle, collecting only three hits off Mariners starter Logan Gilbert in a 3-1 loss. Sam Bisaya's RBI single in the first was the lone marker. Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson was left to explain.
Just kind of keep stringing them together. I mean, easier said than done, but especially with a guy like that. But, yeah, I mean, just how it goes sometimes, but be back at it tomorrow.
After winning 10 of 14 in late May and into June, the Birds have now dropped 7 of their last 10. They're 11.5 behind New York in the American League East. Now, one of the biggest questions still facing the Ravens this offseason is who will actually replace Tyler Linderbaum at center.
It's hard to believe that Baltimore will replace a three-time Pro Bowler with a guy like Danny Pinter, who started all of 10 games for Indianapolis over the last five seasons, or a guy like Jovan Gwynn, Corey Bullock, or undrafted free agent Nick Dawkins. When Lamar was asked about it last week, the company line was given.
Those guys are competing well. You know, they're doing a pretty good job to me. I'm liking our choices, though. I'm liking our choices, for sure.
There has got to be another move to make here by Eric DaCosta before too long. World Cup action yesterday in Foxborough, Massachusetts, saw Iraq tangle with Norway, and the Norwegians laid some wood.
Miller Volter on the overlap! And there it is! Erling Haaland meets the World Cup! The World Cup meets Erling Haaland!
That call was on Fox Sports. Erling Haaland of Norway, the best pure striker on the planet and the most prolific goal scorer in English football history. Also a dead ringer, by the way, for Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. Two goals last night, Norway 4, Iraq 1. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Williams sisters together again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us into the show, am680@wcbm.com, and your text as well. Use the mobile app. It's free. Download it today at your app store. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore City's property tax reduction is a shell game, and we'll explain. Vice President Vance on The View yesterday, where he took down Whoopi and Sonny and many of the other participants there. But our top story here today is it's been about 3 months since Governor Moore's team promised that they would hand over the full accounting of a full record of Governor Moore's military records to Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland reporter Gary Collins. And that has not happened. And the questions continue to mount. He has lied about his Bronze Star. He's lied about a combat action badge. He's lied about leading troops into combat. He's lied about being in a firefight. He's lied about seeing a fallen soldier in his grandfather's casket, visualizing that when the fallen soldier did not die until 10 days after his grandfather's funeral. He did serve, and we thank him for that service, but he's embellished much of everything else. So much so that Spotlight on Maryland, Sinclair Broadcasting, an arm of the Baltimore Sun, has appointed career military man and reporter Drew Sullins. We've reached out to Drew, and he said he would come on maybe later. But he is given his first televised interview to Fox 45, which is, you know, in-house. I get that. First off, the governor just the other day denying that he's never, ever misrepresented his military service.
I have never mischaracterized my military career, and I'm very proud of the service that we all did. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to be ashamed of.
If you have nothing to hide, then release all your records. It's that simple. You can say that you're transparent. You can say you have nothing to hide, but your actions speak louder than your words. And here is Drew Solon saying the governor has not been transparent.
Because he will not be transparent and forthright as he's pledged to be. And for me, that's a problem. As an investigator, that's a problem for me.
Just last Thursday, CNN's Kate Baldwin, again with her obligatory, let's provide some cover. She did ask a hard question, but this was all about, you know, trying to make sure she's, you know, she's a protector. She's part of the Moore Defense Immunity Network. She did ask him about the death of that soldier, which he completely botched. And now we are getting some of the soldier's friends are saying they doubt that Governor Moore even knew Toby Meister when they were in the service.
You also misstated what happened with regard to the timing of the death of a friend of yours when you were overseas, First Sergeant Toby Meister. How you grieved, you'd stated that you grieved his death at your grandfather's funeral. He died days after that funeral had taken place. How do you explain this?
Do I wish on certain things I would have been more, added more context to the reader? I do, and I will own that. But everything that I wrote there is not just factual. I think it helps to explain the trauma that so many of us have felt as we've come home.
How can it be factual when you say, when you wrote, that you visualized your friend, which now we don't even know if you knew him personally, you said you visualized his death when you were attending your grandfather's funeral, that you visualized him in the casket with your grandfather, and yet he didn't die until 10 days after the funeral. How is that factual? In what world would that be considered a fact, Governor? Speak right up. 713 traffic weather on the threes with the update. Now here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, here's a new problem. Northbound 95 in the right lane of the right tube of the northbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. So a little bit slow there. Single lane to the left. The left tube is open northbound. If you want to use that, you can make your move over there safely. But in the meantime, we're a little bit slow northbound. We're slow coming out of the tunnel southbound as you're leaving all four lanes headed down towards Key Highway. I looked down at the camera at 395. Didn't see anything there. But there may be something between the southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel and maybe Key Highway and before 395. So we'll try to get a look, but something is definitely grabbing their attention for the traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we'll keep an eye on that, see where that goes. In the meantime, there's a broken down vehicle right at the end of the ramp from northbound Paring Parkway to the outer loop of the Beltway. They're in the painted out area, but it's right there where you merge into the Beltway. So they're looking at that. The ramp is a little bit slow. The outer loop is backed up towards Bel Air Road. The west side delay is 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. Still some activity on the right side on 95 southbound before the airport cutoff on the Arbutus side of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, partly sunny today. It'll be hot, upper 80s, chance for a stray shower, and right now starting to get there. 67 and sunny in Middle River, 68 in Pasadena. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, tap it once again, this time a little bit closer. By a single vote, the Senate shot down a proposal yesterday that would have reined in President Trump's ability to use military force against Iran without Congress's approval. The vote fell just one vote short of advancing. 48-47, Republican turncoats Susan Collins, Bill Cassidy, Lisa Murkowski, and Rand Paul voted with the Democrats. Mitch McConnell's in the hospital. That's the reason why he didn't vote. John Fetterman voting with President Trump. President Trump yesterday with the emir of Qatar talked about the Iran deal and gave a glimpse of what might be in the deal when it eventually is signed this Friday.
I don't know. It's a 60-day period or so. I think it's going to happen fairly on time. We've been both involved. I think they're going to want to get it done. Iran wants to get it done. They have to get back to business. And the relationship is now normalized. So I think it's going to go pretty quickly, Steve. Could go faster. Could take longer, too, but it could go faster.
There's so much interest in the text of the document. Why not release the document?
Oh, I will.
Why not release it?
Well, because I'd like to get a formal setting first before we do that. But I have no problem with that. It's a good document. Here's what it says. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. That's what it says. It won't have one to buy, to develop. They will not have a nuclear weapon. And I would say that's about 99.9% of what I wanted, because we couldn't let that happen. You couldn't let that happen. And they won't have a nuclear weapon. Now, in addition to that, the strait is going to be open toll-free. And it's toll-free beyond the 60 days. It's not, somebody said, oh, it's toll-free for 60. No, no. It's toll-free, period. When it opens permanently, it'll be toll-free. I want to congratulate our Navy, because the naval blockade was unbelievable. But I will actually, I'll not only release it, I'll probably have a press conference and read it to you word by word so that the press covers it accurately. Because it's a very important document, and unlike Obama, who could have destroyed the Middle East with a horrible JCPOA, it is the worst agreement. That was a road to a nuclear weapon. Mine is a wall against a nuclear weapon. I mean, I see these people say, but we already had one. In other words, he paid a fortune for it. We pay nothing. We don't pay. There was some statement, we're going to spend $300 million. No, we're not allowed to go and invest if we wanted to someday in the future. We have no obligation whatsoever. It could be that Iran will turn out to be successful when they have oil. But if we left a week ago, just left, before the last two attacks, it would have taken them 20 years to rebuild Iran. So, but I'll go over the document with the media in a couple of days.
Yeah, so there's just a few of the things, again, until we get the actual text, until we hear what's in it, and everything else, whether it's from Bloomberg or Axios, who hate Trump to begin with, is all speculation, so we'll wait to hear on that. But Vice President Vance did respond to that $300 billion fund that Iran is claiming that they're going to get.
I think you're making the same mistake, unfortunately, that a lot of the Iranian propagandists make when they talk about this.
Like
which
the
is
Wall Street Journal?
They talk about the benefits to the Iranians without any of the things the Iranians would have to give up and have to change in order to get those benefits. So you mentioned a $300 billion fund. I got to be very clear about this. Not a single cent of American money under any circumstance, no matter what the Iranians do, goes to Iran. Not a single cent of
but
American
they get
money.
Other money.
Well, here's what this says. This says, for example, let's say that the United Arab Emirates, who have been a great ally, let's say they want to invest in a power plant in Iran. What this deal provides is that if the Iranians have done everything we require them to do, then we will allow the United Arab Emirates to do that. Because they can't do that right now without American approval. So we're fundamentally saying if the Iranians transform how they interact with the world, we will transform how the world economy interacts with Iran. But if they don't do any of that stuff, they don't get any of these benefits. So I think all the Democrats who are saying, well, the Iranians get all these things, they don't get anything unless the total... Unless there's been a complete transformation of how Iran interacts with the world, that would be a huge win for America. And to Jesse's point, if they don't do any of these things, we don't give them anything, they don't receive anything, their nuclear program is still destroyed, their military is still destroyed, their missile program and industrial base is still destroyed. We fundamentally have transformed the Middle East, whether they comply or not. This is just icing on the cake, assuming they do all the right things.
All right, there you have it for the president, the vice president, and I'm going to let you make your judgment for yourself. That's the way it was. 514 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
More from the Westmore Military Records Investigation coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company.
Hi, I'm John Myrick, running for governor of Maryland.
And I'm Dr. Brenda Cham, running for lieutenant governor.
Because Maryland is a state worth saving. Together, we will bring down the outrageously high taxes and fees imposed upon us by our current governor.
We will educate and not indoctrinate our children, restoring Maryland's high standards.
We will work with law enforcement to bring back safe streets.
We will cut energy costs by at least 50%.
We will work to solve Maryland's problems, not just talk about them.
This is home, and we will not be run out of it.
Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham.
Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. From cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite. They can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce the burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe,
affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. Treasury.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Matt Fox, Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Now here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so this broken down vehicle at the ramp, it's from northbound Perrin Parkway to the outer loop of the Beltway. Right at the end of the ramp would normally just have a nice easy merge to get onto the Beltway. Now you don't. You kind of have to squeeze out and into the right lane almost very quickly there at the end of the ramp. State Highway truck is there helping out, but in the meantime, they're looking at it on the Beltway, and we're backed up through Bel Air Road, but this ramp from northbound Perrin is also having a hard time getting on to the Beltway at that point. Southbound 95, the wreck from earlier this morning, still there on the right side in Arbutus, right before the airport cutoff, still kind of crowding the right lane. We had the broken down vehicle in the right lane of the right tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's a little bit slow yet from Key Highway northbound. Whatever that was, leaving the tunnel south on 95 between there and Camden Yards, whatever it was, corrected itself. That backup is gone, but it delayed us. And 95 and both 895 are still slow with at least 20-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, we have a listener who wants to know. This is Mark in Reisterstown. He says, Butterball Johnson available for birthday parties?
That depends on what kind.
I understand you make a mean balloon animal.
You mean myself?
That's open to interpretation.
Yes, it is. And that party is as well. I have to be vetted with that stuff before any of that.
Yes, you do.
Because I ain't going to nothing wild with livestock or anything like that.
Exactly. All right, we'll see you in a couple. Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today. Upper 80s chance for a stray shower is in the forecast. And we're starting to heat up here as we get closer and closer to official summer. Right now, 67 and sunny in Middle River and 65 in Millersville. Drew Sullins is the career military man that is operating. He's also a reporter for Sinclair Broadcasting. He spent more than 30 years in uniform and understands Moore's records require military experience and knowledge of the awards process. Sullins has actually led soldiers, held command and staff roles across multiple levels of the military. And here he talks about why he is the person that should be investigating Governor Moore.
To really understand Governor Moore's military records or any veteran's military records, you need a certain level of expertise. I'm a retired Army colonel who served for more than 30 years in uniform, both on active duty in the National Guard and in the Army Reserve. I led soldiers and commanded and served in staff positions at just about every echelon of the armed forces. And I also happen to have a pretty good foundation in military awards, not only as a commander and soldier who received them and presented them, but I've also investigated retroactive awards during my military career.
Yeah, so he's the perfect guy, really, when you think about it, to be investigating all of this and any of this. And here he tells Spotlight on Maryland why and how, rather, how this whole investigation got started.
We were originally started out looking for anything related to the Bronze Star Award in 2006 that he allegedly received in Afghanistan. And then we expanded even beyond that to talk about to get any records related to his military service, given the many public statements that he'd made about being in combat and, you know, being in harm's way, leading soldiers, leading paratroopers, training at Fort Bragg, different things like that. We wanted to validate all of that. So we were looking for any records that could basically support and validate any of those things.
What have you received?
Well, we have four separate Freedom of Information Act requests that we filed with the Army. None of them have been completely fulfilled. The Army has withheld documents in every request that we've made. But they have given us about 41 pages of documents from his record that do have some very telling and very interesting information in them.
We also have learned that Spotlight is considering litigation against the Army to force the release of those documents. And I think that's what the Army is sort of like, wink, wink, please sue us. You know, so we can release the whole record. And that's what Solon says. The only thing that's going to put this to bed, the only thing that's going to make this scandal go away is for Governor Moore, like others have done. Pete Hegseth did it. And Tim Walz, Tampon. Tim actually released all of his military records. Why won't the governor?
The governor hasn't released his military records fully to me, who's requested those documents now months ago.
Right.
Why should he release these records?
Because it would put everything to rest. That's why. But I suspect that he has things that he just doesn't want the general public to know about, which is why he hasn't released them. There is a story, an untold story, and we don't know all the elements of that untold story.
Bingo. And that's the reason why they're desperately trying to keep this out of the media. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or older and the rising cost of everything starting to wear you down, why keep making a mortgage payment every month if you may not have to? After 20, maybe 30 years, a lot of people are still sending that check every month without realizing they may not have to anymore. What many homeowners still don't realize is that a reverse mortgage is simply a refinance designed for homeowners age 62 and up. They can eliminate that required monthly mortgage payment. You can pay off your current mortgage or even a home equity line of credit and free up your cash flow for every month. You own your home, you stay in your home, you keep control of that title. Now, I know some people hear the words reverse mortgage, they immediately think it may be not for me, but today's reverse mortgages are very different than what many people think. And if getting out of that monthly mortgage payment would make that a little easier for your life right now, then call Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. He is the reverse mortgage answer man. He will answer all of your questions. 7:30, news headlines, an update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that about a week away from the primary election, Maryland voters are heading to the polls to cast their votes. On Tuesday, candidate Jay Gelizzi voiced concerns about ballot issues after he said he received complaints from voters saying his name did not appear on certain electronic ballots. However, the State Board of Elections pushed back, saying his name was not left off of the ballot. And Maryland election officials are defending their response to a widespread mail-in ballot printing error that prompted scrutiny from members of the U.S. House Committee on Administration. And in a June 12th letter to committee leaders, the Maryland State Administrator of Elections pushed back against concerns raised by congressional Republicans following a ballot mix-up that led to the state to send more than 447,000 replacement ballots ahead of Maryland's June 23rd primary election. The response comes weeks after members of the committee, which is tasked with federal election oversight, sought answers about how voters received incorrect party ballots and what safeguards were being implemented to prevent future mistakes. As previously reported by Fox 45 News, the Maryland State Board of Elections announced in May that a vendor error affected mail-in ballots sent to voters statewide. Election officials said at the time that they could not determine exactly which voters received incorrect ballots, prompting the state to mail replacement ballots to hundreds of thousands of voters. And Baltimore City leaders are celebrating a promised 1 cent reduction in the city's property tax rate, calling it progress and real tax relief, but critics say the change is too small to matter and could end up posting homeowners more. On social media, the mayor and several city council members cheered the tax cut in an online video. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Hey, Sean Hannity here with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. To sign the petition, just go to WCBM.com. Then plan on voting early in person June 11th through June 18th at your early voting center. It's critical to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. Please do your patriotic duty. Our founding fathers, they would be proud of you. A vote to save our state is a vote that will be heard around the world.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Broken down vehicle on the outer loop at Perrin Parkway at the ramp has cleared now, and that ramp is easing up just a bit, but it's still slow through there coming over from Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The inner loop through Greenspring, 795 going down the west side, is about the usual backup, 795 down to Frederick Road. Also, the broken down vehicle in the right tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, that is cleared, so all 4 lanes are open there. Both the tunnels are still backed up, 20-minute delays at least on the southbound side. Haven't seen any big deal at all. JFX was okay last check between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 80s. We could see a stray shower or two this afternoon. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sixers duel last night in Seattle, and on the losing end was Orioles starter Brandon Young.
Soft line drive, center field, and it falls for a hit. Robles scores. Right behind him is Emerson, and he is in there. Wow!
Aaron Goldsmith had the call on Mariners TV. Cal Raleigh's 2-run single off Grant Wolfram in relief of Brandon Young was the difference last night as the Birds dropped the 7th in their last 10 games, 3-1 to the Mariners, the opener of a 9-game road trip for Baltimore. Now, Young, for his part, pitched well, 6 complete, 3 runs, 4 walks, but he was able to minimize the damage.
I mean, that's the goal, is to minimize damage, keep him off the barrel, make my pitches when I need to. Kind of got in trouble there in the last inning, and then obviously the 4 walks doesn't help.
Young now with 5 straight quality starts for Baltimore. Meanwhile, in New York, the Yanks had no mercy on the White Sox.
Champagne at 11 a.m. What's better than that? Rice.
That.
Yep. Correct answer. Goodbye.
Call on the YES Network, Ben Rice with his 20th long ball of the year, a 2-run shot in the 7th as New York pounds out 4 home runs in the Bronx, 12-2 over Chicago. To football we go, where another big question still facing the Ravens this summer in terms of the unknown is the status of Nnamdi Matabike. The Ravens All-Pro defensive tackle suffered a season-ending neck injury in Week 2 last year against the Browns. 9 months later, very little in the way of an update, to the point where, listen to how much head coach Jesse Minter stumbled over this answer last week.
He at some point that'll clear itself up. Again, we feel good about where it's at. And so I would just leave it at that right now.
Training camp still about 5 weeks away. Tennis news. The Williams sisters are back together again. Older sister Venus and younger sister Serena announcing they will pair up for doubles competition at Wimbledon later this month. The sisters have won a combined 21 titles on the storied grass of the All England Club in their singles and doubles careers. The move comes after 44-year-old Serena recently returned to competition after nearly 4 years away from professional tennis. And finally, golf news. news, five-time major champion Brooks Koepka plans to play in this week's U.S. Open after pulling out of last week's RBC Canadian Open because of a hand injury. Koepka got some work in yesterday at Shinnecock Hills.
First time I've been back since I won, so it's a cool feeling, good memories, and excited to get it going this week.
Koepka captured the second of back-to-back U.S. Open titles the last time the tournament was played at Shinnecock in 2018. And since returning to the PGA Tour from the LIV Golf League on January 12th, Koepka has six top 25 finishes and 12 starts, but has not won a tournament. The time now is 7:37. When we return, interest in sports has never been higher.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor Nick Kroc, CPA Treasurer.
So 25.4 million people watched the Knicks beat the Spurs.
Is that a record?
It's a record since 1998 for a Game 5, so 29 years or 28 years, mm-hmm. whatever that is.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The FIFA World Cup in America, how much of a GDP boost do you think that gives the world?
A GDP boost for, mm-hmm. for the world?
Mm-hmm. An estimated, yep, GDP, global GDP boost.
Yeah. I have
$47 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. The bulk of that, obviously, in the United States of America.
Yeah, because we're the games are being held here.
Right. Think about what this does for L.A., okay? Los Angeles itself, these numbers are just unbelievable. Profit distribution, let me get the number here, $594 million for three games played in Los Angeles.
So here's the question. What had more eyeballs, the USA World Cup victory over Paraguay or the NBA Finals?
The NBA Finals. I think 19 million tuned into the Paraguay game.
And 29 million for the
25.4.
25, okay.
Yeah, but think about that, though. Yeah. I mean, that's just... Now, having said that, how many tune in for the Super Bowl?
Oh, God.
110 million.
Yeah, exactly,
million
plus. Yeah, right.
Now, that's worldwide also, but still. So, you know, there are levels. But, yeah, I mean, live sports on television is still the driver.
Did the soccer game draw more than the Stanley Cup final or semifinal?
Well, that's a good question.
That was game six, I think, wasn't it?
Stanley Cup final.
I would think it did, but
ratings,
not sure because...
largest audience since... Oh, my goodness. 7.2 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah.
And that was the largest since 2019.
Yeah, it's just that they don't get a lot of
hockey
spectators.
But we love it here.
We do. We do love hockey. I love it all. All right, thanks, Gary. Yep. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Yesterday, Vice President Vance was on The View, and I'll tell you why he was on The View. He's hawking this book, Communion, which, you know, he talks about his faith a lot, and that's fine. That's a wonderful thing to do. But he went into the belly of the beast, almost literally, with Whoopi and Joy Blowhard, and hilarious things ensued. Here is one exchange between, and Whoopi's always playing the beating the race card. Gotta play the race card. And here's how that went.
So when you see... You know, things, the Emmett Till stuff coming down, or them doing all kinds of removal of information of black heroes. How does that sit with you?
Well, what exactly are you talking about, Whoopi? Because you just,
I'm talking
I know
about
Emmett Till was,
Emmett Till
was
the
kid.
All this,
I want to know what
you,
she's,
you don't know
I want to respond to your actual point.
So in a lot of the,
Yeah, yeah, he just left her a stuttering, sputtering fool on that one. Again, they're removing some of the exhibits in some museums for climate change because it's been proven to be a hoax. Even the United Nations has admitted that now. So that's coming down. And again, what they did with history is they're trying to make sure that history is accurate. You don't tear down statues of Robert E. Lee and so on and so forth and ignore and try to erase your history. That's what they do in Iraq and communist countries. That's all that's being done at this point. Then there was an exchange with Sonny Hostin over ICE and who ICE is actually arresting.
did have a criminal record. They had a sex traffic conviction.
Don't have criminal records. The majority of people that ICE is rounding up and taking taking out of their homes from their families, they're separating families. They're using children as bait.
But
the majority are not criminals.
But can I respond to that? Let me just say this. Okay. So you talk about the children. Here's what I'd say. Do we know that during the last administration, we had tens of thousands of children who were sex trafficked by the cartels, who were brought into our country in profoundly dangerous and predatory conditions?
Let's talk about this administration.
But here's the point. Unless you enforce the border, you invite that kind of conduct. You think that our immigration policies are inhumane based on the reporting of one person with a political bias. What I'm telling you is that it's inhumane to allow cartels to sex traffic people across our border.
And
by the way,
Hold on.
I appreciate that. We're going to get you back, Anna.
We're coming back with more with the vice president.
Yeah. Let's talk about this administration. Yeah, you don't want to talk about what those monsters did to the children that were allowed to cross borders. And then there was this with Joy Blowhard.
Okay. So President Trump has called affordability a hoax. He said that, not me. He's pouring money into this ballroom of his and the reflecting pool. Oh, don't forget the Arch de Trumpe, I call it. And a White House cage match. All these things. Why is he doing them when you just everybody knows that Americans are struggling? What is he spending all this money for?
Well, I got to defend the president on the hoax point. What the president said is the idea that Republicans caused the affordability problem is a hoax. And I think that's true. If you go back to the Biden administration, inflation got up to 9% under the Biden administration. Okay. Yeah. Right now it's at 3.5%. By the way, too high. We're doing everything that we can to bring it back down to 2.5%, which is where most people would like to see it. But we inherited an affordability problem. We're doing a lot to make it better. It's going to take a little bit of time. There's a lot more work to do. But the president knows that a lot of Americans are struggling. In fact, he ran on that. He talked about it. And we've done some things and made some good progress on that point.
He just said he loves the inflation.
What he said, Anna, what he said is that he loves the fact that the inflation is going to come down when this war is over. That's what he said.
All right, so there you have it. By the way, for Sonny, 64% of the illegal aliens that are arrested by ICE are criminals. 64%. That was confirmed by Tom Holman yesterday. All right, we need a caller for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Right now, Lugnuts Johnson's going to steer you clear.
Brought to you as a service of Ernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, I-97 southbound. You're having delays, the usual area right there at Route 32. So you're backed up coming down from Gambrels and Odenton. You're backed up south of Benfield Boulevard along I-97. Gets better after the bridge at 178. Nothing between the Bay Bridge and I-97, but if you're heading eastbound to the Bay Bridge, there's a police car and a vehicle stopped on the right side right as you're getting into Sandy Point and before the weigh station on the right side. So just a heads up for that. You'll see it in plenty of time. Beltway, yep, all the normal stuff is out there. JFX is still running without any big problems, but busy south around the city-county line. And both the tunnels are still stacked up, not quite to Moravia Road on 895, but slow at Pulaski Highway. And then 95 is slow at Moravia Road, 25-minute delay from there into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in, see Bernie. He's at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly sunny today, but hot and highs in the upper 80s. Chance of a stray shower or storm tonight. Upper 60s tomorrow. Hot, humid, mid-90s. And chance for some thunderstorms. Right now, 67 and partly cloudy in Bel Air. And it is 70 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Glenn in Catonsville. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I want to lead off.
Lead off. All right, Glenn's my man. Brimming with confidence this morning. We have the latest from our Choose Your Fake News unofficial statistician, Alan Lang.
Oh, no.
He reports today that, Maggie, you have been doing better.
I have.
While still under 500 for the quarter, Maggie's over 500 for June.
Hey.
All right, so you're coming on. After losing on June 1st, Maggie has dropped below 400, but she's gone 6 for 10 since. Kristen has a current winning streak of 8 and almost has clinched another quarter title. Chuck is 7 games behind with 10 games remaining. Kristen's magic number for clinching is 4, her wins plus Chuck's losses. Right now, Kristen leads overall for June and for the year. 65% of the time she's right. That is in first place. Second place would be the callers at 56%. Alan is 54%. Chuck, 52%. And Maggie, 43%. But you've come up. You were in the high 30s just months ago. So you're starting to get the feel of it, I suppose.
Oh, dear.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Story number one. A Democrat scheme to sabotage L.A. mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt has been uncovered by U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley. He is now pointing out that a group called Homeless for Karen PAC was, again, a political action committee, which has ties to apparently California Governor Gavin Newsom's wife, Jennifer Seibel Newman, who operates that charity. Problem is that there are no official members of the PAC, the Homeless for Karen. Its donors and its of employees are being under federal investigation at the moment. Story two. A 14-year-old boy arrested Friday in Boston in connection with an armed robbery of a children's lemonade stand. The suspect, who police did not identify because he is a juvenile, expected to be arraigned in Boston Juvenile Court. 2 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of unlawful possession of a firearm, and his holdup of a lemonade stand.
They put the squeeze on him.
Yes, they did. All right, Sean Penn, story 3.
Everywhere.
Sean Penn will direct a film about the early life of the Capitol Hill police officer who was present during the January 6th storming of the United States Capitol. Michael Fanone is the Capitol police officer's name. He'll be portrayed by Bradley Cooper in the upcoming Warner Brothers film. All right, story 1. Homeless for Karen, under investigation in Los Angeles. Story 2, 14-year-old boy arrested for armed robbery of a lemonade stand. Or story 3, Sean Penn making a movie about J6 with Bradley Cooper, starring as a Capitol Police officer. Glenn, what are you thinking?
Well, I think I'm going to go with 1. I know she's under investigation, but I don't think it's tied to Pratt yet.
All right. Glenn is going for number 1. Kristen?
Well, I definitely believe in the number 3, since they've idolized these Capitol Police officers. So I can see that being true. And, yeah, in Boston, kids stealing from kids while the mayor is, what, holding tampon parties for transsexuals or whatever she's doing. So I think I'm going to agree. Number 1, there were hijinks that went on in that election, obviously, but I don't think it was that overt.
Maggie.
Number 1.
Maggie goes for 1, and Chuck.
4, please.
4 is not an option.
3.5.
Did you say 1? I'm sorry.
1, please, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome.
You're gonna
nobody votes for story number 3. Yeah, anything Sean Penn does and Bradley Cooper, they're both libs. And so that is a true story. And story number 1, Homeless for Karen, Political Action Committee under investigation, is 100% bogus. That is our fake news story of the day. Everybody's a winner, including Glenn. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
All right, we'll put you in hold to get your prize. Chuck, you feeling better about yourself now?
No.
Did you go out and celebrate last night?
I feel better.
Did you have a big dinner to celebrate the 57th anniversary?
I had a nice dinner, but I didn't really do anything. I had dinner at home.
Oh, okay.
Still got to get in bed regular time.
Yeah. Well, what is regular time for you?
About 8:30.
Okay.
Lucky.
Well, he gets up at 4:10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I get up at 4.
Yeah. He basically rolls out of bed right into the studio.
That's nice. What do you think? I live at the radio station?
Just about.
Didn't you used to?
5 miles away. Yeah. Not bad.
Okay. Well, that's not bad at all.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
They build you that tunnel yet? That little, you can just get on the track and...
Oh, yeah, like the habit trail for Chuck. You can just kind of...
All the police officers in Hernando County, a friend of mine.
The
so
police.
I just come cruising in.
Right. All right, seeing a couple, Chuck. Appreciate that. 751, you're listening to KC and Company.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, treasurer.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the latest, Lugnuts Johnson.
JFX still looking good. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. No problems there. We're looking live at the southwest side of the Beltway coming on from I-97 to the inner loop, and then from there up towards the BW Parkway. No problems there. As far north as the ramp at I-95. Everybody else on the Beltway is mostly on the outer loop on the Parkville side. 795 coming down the west side, and the inner loop is a little slow through Green Spring over to the JFX, and then right now at both the harbor tunnels. Nothing major, slowing a little bit again coming out of the tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel down through the ramps at 395. 895 is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It is going to be partly sunny today, upper 80s, chance for a shower. Tonight, upper 60s. Tomorrow, hot, humid, mid-90s, chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. We've seen that a lot lately. And right now we're looking at, it is mostly sunny, 70 in Middle River and 70 in downtown Baltimore. Well, yesterday on social media, the folks in the city of Baltimore, city leaders celebrating a promised 1 cent reduction in the city's property tax rate, calling it progress and, in air quotes, real tax relief. Okay? On social media, the mayor, several city council members, all cheering the tax cut in a very cringy online video. Baltimore, we're here with this news you've been waiting for. We're lowering property taxes, they all shouted. And then later in the video, the mayor promises because of that work, homeowners will see real tax relief. I would have loved to see Mayor Scott put this out in actual mathematical equation form to what it's going to mean for everybody, because by my calculations, and again, this is always dangerous when you do math on the radio, but they're talking about a 1 cent property tax cut that will basically, if you have a, we'll use this, a $200,000 home, all right, in Baltimore City, you will be, will save about $20 on your tax bill, okay, with a 1 cent property tax reduction. You'll save $20. And that's, that in and of itself is like, okay, let me combine that with the $12.50 I'm getting from the Democrats on my energy bill. So now I'm up to $32.50. Oh my goodness. Where can I start investing that? That's incredible. But, as typically what the Democrats do, they give with the one hand, they take with the other. To pay for that penny reduction, the city council this week gave final approval to increasing the cap on the homestead tax credit, raising it from the current 4% to 5%. That's a 1% increase in the cap. That means a larger portion of your home value becomes taxable each year. So the city property tax rate is $2 and about 25 cents per $100 of assessed value. By my figures, that means you got about 4 to 5%. That's about because that's a $2,000 increase in the property value on a $200,000 home. Do the math. $200 divided by 100 leaves you about whatever that is, 20. And at $2.25 per $100 of assessed value, that leaves you a $45 bill. So the lifting the cap's going to cost you $45, right? The tax cut's going to give you $20. At the end of the day, the city gets $25, and you get screwed. That's by my math. If somebody wants to challenge it or call me out, that's fine. But I just think this is a shell game. This is a shell game that's being, again, the city voters, obviously, I hate to say this, I should couch my terms, but again, you can't be that with it if you're putting Mayor Scott in office and the rest of the city council Democrats. You can't really be all that with it as far as that goes. Maybe you're just uninformed. But now they're going to take your money, and while they're taking their money, they're telling you, oh, you're going to get a big tax cut. Think again, folks. It's a shell game. All right, Vinny Steers, your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny and his team we'll sell your home for the price that you want during the time frame that you want. And once you both agree on that and you sign the contract on the dotted line, you are guaranteed to sell your home. That simple. Because if you don't sell it for the asking price in the time frame that you both agree on, Vinny comes in, he buys it, pays you market rate, and pays you in cash. And that's the Vinny Steele guarantee. And he can make that guarantee because 12 to 13,000 people are in the database. They're sitting there waiting to see homes just like yours. And oftentimes your home is sold even before you know it. So call Vinny today, 410-793-7515, 410-793-7515, or go online, vinnysteele.com. All right, coming up next, Ed Hale accuses the Democrats of interfering in the GOP primary. John Myrick sues, and a retiring rhino is lashing out too much partisanship in Annapolis. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We are learning more about the U.S.-Iran deal ahead of its signing on Friday. Under the agreement, Iran will immediately take steps to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and it will be allowed to sell its oil without restrictions. That, according to leaked copies of the interim agreement, an official say broadly matches the actual document itself. And while the deal will boost the global economy, this will not happen overnight.
Oil won't simply start flowing through the Strait of Hormuz the way it did before the war. Then the strait carried a fifth of the world's crude. Now it will take time for hundreds of vessels trapped in the Persian Gulf to exit through the narrow strait. In addition, Gulf oil producers that reduced production will need time to get oil moving again.
Still, correspondent Andrew Stewart says that oil prices are already falling. Brent crude is now below $80 per barrel. President Trump hits the pause button.
President Donald Trump says he's holding off on Jay Clayton's nomination to head the National Intelligence Agency. Clayton had been scheduled to appear Wednesday for a Senate confirmation hearing. In a social media post, Trump says he'll keep acting director Bill Pulte right now as he works on getting Congress to pass a voter ID bill that would require people to show ID in order to vote. That bill lacks enough support for passage in either chamber, but lawmakers in both parties said Pulte lacks experience. Democrats had said they wouldn't renew an expired surveillance program until Trump withdrew Pulte's nomination. Now Trump is accusing Democrats of going back on their word. Donna Warder, Washington.
Robert White Jr. has won the Democratic primary for the District of Columbia's delegate seat in Congress. 18-term Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton is retiring. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 18 points. NASDAQ futures are up 151 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new report of a wreck here on the inner loop of the Beltway between Green Spring and the JFX. The impact very quickly went back towards Park Heights Avenue and then backing up towards Reisterstown Road. Haven't seen the vehicles yet. It's pretty wide to the left-hand side in the median, but I'm not sure which lane is blocked or if any lanes are blocked. I see traffic moving at the JFX, but right now you could make the move at Greenspring and get off the Beltway there and pick up Old Court Road or one of those side roads through there as a detour route. Pretty heavy backup right now, leaving Pikesville on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 80s. We could see a stray shower or two this afternoon. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Randallstown, 71 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that two teachers were injured Tuesday afternoon following an assault involving a student at an elementary school in Harford County. Officials said deputies were called to the school located at 201 Oakington Road in Havre de Grace on June 16th. The school was placed on a modified lockdown and dismissal was delayed, according to school officials. Families were notified that their child would arrive about 45 minutes after their normal arrival time if they rode the bus. And Baltimore City leaders moved Tuesday to tighten rules on smoke shops, calling some locations a public safety hazard and accusing certain businesses of selling illegal products marketed to children. Mayor Scott signed a bill at Baltimore City Hall creating stricter zoning rules for smoke shops. The new law bar smoke shops from operating within 750 feet of schools, parks, or recreation centers. The city council approved the legislation in May. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick three, was 993. The pick four, 5831. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, at least the Orioles got off on the right foot last night in Seattle.
And Masayo pokes one into right field for a base hit. How about that plate coverage from a 21-year-old kid?
Kevin Brown with the call in the Great Northwest on Masson. Basayo's two-out run-scoring single gave the Birds a first-inning lead, but then Logan Gilbert would shut the door. Seven innings pitch for the right-hander. Three hits, 10 strikeouts as the Mariners came back for a 3-1 win over Baltimore. Gunnar Henderson after the game.
Just got to keep stringing them together. I mean, easier said than done, but especially with a guy like that. But, yeah, I mean, it's just how it goes sometimes, but be back at it tomorrow.
Meanwhile, a lot of World Cup action yesterday all over the country, but there's still no doubt after it's all said and done, who's the GOAT?
Lionel Messi!
Call was on Fox Sports, the old guy. 39-year-old Lionel Messi tying the all-time World Cup scoring record with a hattie last night. 3-0, the final, Argentina over Algeria. Elsewhere, Kylian Mbappe with a pair as France beat the Senegal 3-1, and Erling Haaland with a pair for Norway 4-1 over Iraq. NFL news, the family of Alden Smith has decided to send his brain to medical experts in Boston to see whether CTE played a role in the former NFL defensive lineman's death. Smith died Saturday at the age of 36, hours after he had delivered pizzas to a homeless charity. No cause of death has been given. Coming up in 30 minutes, the car chase we'll never forget. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at a number of stories. Of course, a local sheriff warning that federal money is on the ropes here with grants to local law enforcement because of the Maryland Democrats' bills that they passed in the recent general insane asylum. Update for you on early voting and the special session, which is now going to look like it's going to be in July. And top story here today, some local politics, including John Myrick is suing a local media company for defamation. A retiring rhino is whining about partisanship as he exits stage left. And, of course, the top story here today is Ed Hale is holding a press conference a little bit later on this morning. And he is upset because he's saying that Governor Moore and the Maryland Democrat Party is interfering in the Republican GOP primary. That press conference slated at 10 o'clock this morning. Let's flash back, if you will, to 2022, Dan Cox, Kelly Schultz. All right? The Democrat Governors Association put out a $1 million TV campaign ad saying, "Meet Dan." And it was all about Dan Cox is too conservative for Maryland. He's a MAGA guy. He's this, he's that, he's so on and so forth. Kelly Schultz at that point complained because that the Democrats were interfering in the GOP primary. Well, you know, wake up. That's what Democrats do. This is hardball politics, and the Republicans better get used to it. But so they wanted to basically face Dan Cox in the fall because they thought they had a better chance of beating Dan Cox than they did Kelly Schultz. That was her argument. And it's also a chance to define or brand a candidate before the general election. In that particular case, Dan Cox did get the nomination and lost by 32 points. And because of not just that, because of Lockdown Larry and the rest of the establishment Republicans. Now, there's a flyer. Kristen got this in her email, or rather in her snail mail. And it says the GOP primary for governor comes down to two candidates. It pictures Dan Cox and Ed Hale. Under Dan, it says Ultra MAGA was endorsed by Donald Trump. And then under Ed Hale said switch parties can't be trusted. Right. And then the description for Cox says, the MAGA candidate for governor, too conservative for Maryland. Dan Cox is an America First patriot who's running for governor. Dan is MAGA all the way. Dan Cox has my complete and total endorsement, President Trump. That was from 5 years ago in 2021. Under Ed Hale, it says, Ed Hale will say anything to get elected. A lifelong Democrat, Martin O'Malley's close ally. Hale switched parties in August because he didn't think he could beat Wes Moore. Now he wants voters to trust his word. That's a risk voters can't afford to take, and it's paid for by authority, Maryland Democrat Party, Devang Shah, treasurer. So the Democrats are baiting. The Democrats are baiting both Ed Hale and Dan Cox. They want to at least get a reaction to this, start maybe a war between the two, whatever the case may be.
Bingo.
And that's exactly what they did last time, and it turned out really poorly for the Republicans. And I just think, look, John Myrick, they've completely ignored here. They don't think he's a threat at all. This tells me they're afraid of Ed Hill. This tells me they're trying to get Republican primary voters to vote for Dan Cox and not for Ed Hill. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have a lot more thoughts than we have time for at the moment. But
okay.
I think you're right. And I think we all need to not take the bait for it. Because this is how, and I have to give credit to my mom. We were discussing this yesterday. But we've seen time and time again in Maryland and the Republican Party that the Democrats win by divide and conquer. They it doesn't matter whether Dan takes the bait or Ed Hale takes the bait or the voters take the bait. The whole point is they want to have them pitted against each other. So then whoever wins, the other one's supporters will be disaffected and discouraged and angry and stay home in November and then more wins. I think the real threat as far as election interference is Ballotgate. That's far more serious in my mind. And I feel like if they're trying to steal it, which I think they are, because I think they are threatened by us for once, because Moore is very shaky, shakier than he should be in a blue, you know, slam dunk state like Maryland. So I think that's something we really need to watch. Flyers like this, I mean, I hope most people, look, I've been getting these for weeks from all kinds of races, and I file them right in my trash can, so I can think for myself. I think most people can.
All right, so the question now becomes, what strategy should Ed Hale use? And I'll tell you, we're calling it Take the Bait and Switch. It's coming up in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, there's a big delay leaving Pikesville, headed towards Towson on the inner loop, and Don was kind enough to text me and say he went by that accident scene. It's before the JFX and between there and Greenspring. His report said at that point only the right lanes were getting by. Big backup right now. Not quite to Reisterstown Road, but almost. It should be there any time now. So Reisterstown Road, Park Heights, Stevenson, Greenspring to the JFX. That's the reason for the backup. If you're going to be outside the Beltway, Greenspring Valley Road, you can go inside, pick up Old Court Road as a detour route. But this is a long delay, and it's more stopped than it is go right now on the inner loop through there. New active fire call in the city, northwest side, Liberty Heights Avenue at Garrison Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it's going to be partly sunny today, hot, with the high in the upper 80s and a chance for a stray shower overnight into the upper 60s. And, of course, tomorrow, hot, humid, chance for thunderstorms once again, highs in the mid-90s. Right now, sunny and 70 in Owings Mills, 70 in Columbia. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of having that perfect smile, then call the Smile Design Center today, 410-321-1100. It was on this day, June 17th, 1775, British General Thomas Gage lands his troops on the Charlestown Peninsula overlooking Boston, Massachusetts, and leads them against Breed's Hill, a fortified American position just below Bunker Hill. As the British advanced on columns against the Americans, American Colonel William Prescott reportedly told his men, quote, "Don't one of you fire until you see the whites of their eyes," end of quote. When the Redcoats were within 40 yards, the Americans let loose with a lethal barrage of musket fire, throwing the British into retreat. After reforming his lines, Gage attacked again, with much the same result. Prescott's men were now low on ammunition, though, and when Gage led his men up the hill for a third time, they reached the redoubts and engaged the Americans in hand-to-hand combat. The outnumbered Americans were forced to retreat. However, by the end of the engagement, the Patriots' gunfire had cut down nearly 1,000 Redcoats, including 92 officers. Of the 370 Patriots who fell, most were struck while in retreat. The British had won the so-called Battle of Bunker Hill and Breed's Hill, and Charlestown Peninsula fell firmly under British control. But despite losing their strategic position, the battle was indeed a morale builder for the Americans, convincing them that patriotic dedication could overcome superior British military might. The British entered the Battle of Bunker Hill overconfident. Had they merely guarded Charlestown Neck, they could have isolated the Patriots with little loss of life. Instead, Gage had chosen to wipe out the Yankees by marching 2,400 men into a frontal assault on the Patriots' well-defended position on top of Bunker Hill. The British would never make the same mistake again. And one more note, it was on this day, June 17, 1885, the Statue of Liberty, a gift of friendship from the people of France to the people of America, arrives in New York Harbor after being shipped across the Atlantic Ocean in 350 individual pieces, packed in more than 200 cases. The copper and iron statue, which was reassembled and dedicated the following year in a ceremony presided over by U.S. President Grover Cleveland, became known around the world as an enduring symbol of freedom and democracy. And a shining beacon of that freedom still stands today. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
So this flyer that I'm holding, and again, I want to be clear, I'm not saying I believe Ed Hale's the front runner. I'm not picking sides here. I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm saying what this tells me, the Democrats think he is the front runner, and they're trying to choose the opposition here for Westmore this coming fall. And once again, it's the voters don't get to choose. The politicians are choosing the voters. And that's always a problem. So coming up next, I'll tell you how you can take the bait and switch a different kind of strategy here for this latest effort. And also the latest from John Myrick on his lawsuit against a local media company. It's 8:20, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce the burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, treasurer.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
23, 23 minutes after the hour. Lots more to come here, including a retiring Rhino is whining about partisanship as he exits stage left. And also we get into early voting. We take a look at some of the voting totals. And special session is being planned. And the local sheriff warning about how we are risking federal money for local law enforcement with these 287G anti-ICE bills that came out of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Right now, the latest on, again, I apologize for the Insane Asylum reference right before introducing Chuck. It was done completely by accident, unintentionally. And here, once again, is Lugnuts Johnson.
And they're coming to take me away.
Well, they're going to need a bigger butterfly net.
Yeah, it's true. Might be something off a trawler. Southbound 83. Here's a new wreck. First off, let me just tell you this. The wreck on the interloop between Greenspring and the JFX, I don't know how they got it out of there that fast, but it's gone. So the backup from Pikesville will start to ease up. This is a new wreck, 83 South between Timonium Road and the Beltway. And from the camera angle that I'm looking at, it looks like only the left-hand lane is getting by. So very quickly, we're back to Pedonia Road on the southbound side. As you're traveling south from Timonium Road, you're going to have to get over. It looks like a single lane to the left, and that's it. So that just occurred while all this other stuff was going on the Beltway. There's still some backing and slowing, both the Harbor Tunnel. That will continue for a while. Always fairly active right around the junction downtown at 95 Russell Street and 395 right there at Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, probably sunny today, highs in the upper 80s with the chance of a stray shower, and upper 60s for the low tonight. And right now we're looking at a pretty nice morning, partly sunny. It is 73 in Annapolis, 68 in Ellicott City. So we're talking about this flyer that was out that Kristen got in her mailbox. It was paid for by the Democrats, and two candidates, two very different choices. Those are the facts. You decide. Yeah, right. They don't want you to decide. They want to decide for you. That's the whole point in this. And here's what I would do if I was Ed Hale. Not that I'm a political advisor, but I know he's got this press conference coming up in about an hour and a half. This is called Take the Bait and Switch. So you get the press over there, and they're all going to be covering this because you think you're going to absolutely tattoo the Democrats, and much like Kelly Schultz did. And you can make that point. You can just say, why are they so worried about me? Why are they so concerned about me? Why are they thinking that I'm the threat here? Well, maybe because I am the threat. And then go into your go after the ballots that have been absolutely mishandled, either intentionally or unintentionally. Point that out to the press. There needs to be much more coverage. There needs to be a state investigation. There should be a congressional investigation. The DOJ, go into all that, the ballot gate, and then remind people that Governor Moore's out on his Maryland delivering for Maryland tour. Yeah, he delivered the largest tax increase in the history of the state, and just take that press conference. I would say it's about maybe 15 seconds on the flyer, and the rest of it I would just use it to excoriate the governor.
And I agree, because this is what they want. Well, first of all, okay, there's a couple of things. I don't know if It's just so obvious. When you put the return address is paid for by the Maryland Democratic Party, that to me, that screams like too obvious, too. So I don't know. Is there also something else afoot? Like they want everyone to come to a certain conclusion, but really they're trying to do something else. I don't know. I just feel like it's too overt and obvious for me. But maybe they do think we're stupid. So maybe they think they're being clever. I don't know. But look, I think either way, I think Republicans lose if they attack each other, and they're trying to pit them. And I understand it's a primary and you want to win and you've got to differentiate yourself from the other candidates, and I get that, but I think you can do that without attacking or insulting. I'm not saying anybody has yet, but I'm just saying that's what they want. That's what they're trying to drive. Like, they don't want us to attack the Democrats. They want us to start infighting and attack each other, and then that way whoever, quote, wins, hopefully if we get a winner on election night, I'm not sure, the voters of whoever didn't win, it, you know, sit home in November, because then they feel like they're out of it and they're not represented by anybody. So I don't think we should let that happen. Yeah. All of us.
Well, it's already happening. If Dan Cox has been going after Ed Hill pretty hard.
Yes.
John Myrick has been going after Dan Cox and Ed Hill pretty hard. Yeah. Hale's pretty much kind of ignored the other two because I think he's got polling data that indicates that he is the front runner. And again, I'm not picking sides here. I think all three men would obviously be much better than Wes Moore will ever be. But I do think that this is the Democrats kind of stick their nose into it. But again, you should make them think twice about doing it again in the future. They didn't learn the lesson from 2022 because Dan Cox lost by 32 points. I think Hale should make him feel the pain, if you will, for trying to pick voters and politicians.
So how should he do that? What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, use this press conference, and I think a lot of people are going to show up and thinking that he's going to do what Kelly Schultz did. And basically came off looking like she was, whining about how it's unfair and so on and so forth. But, I don't think you do that. I think you turn this on the Democrats. You turn on there's mismanagement of the state. The way this governor, won't release his records. They punish the people, making it difficult to live here, to retire here, to make it about affordability. Those are the important issues. And above all, do you believe in a crucial election year that all of a sudden now we have a million ballots circulating out there? Some of them are duplicate ballots. I had somebody send me the replacement ballot this morning. It's even in within the description on what they're sending out letters to the voters is confusing. So again, I think that needs to be highlighted and emphasized, and hopefully Mr. Hale will do that a little bit later on this morning. We shall see.
Somebody in my family just told me yesterday that they got it was a sample ballot that they send out, and it was Republican, and they're registered Republican, but it was the wrong district, so they didn't have the right candidates on their ballot. So,
this Democrat Jay Alesi is saying that he was left off the ballot in some voting precincts in Randallstown. Now, the State Board of Elections is saying that is not corroborated and can't be substantiated.
They even check?
Can they corroborate anything at the State Board of Elections these days?
They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
So I think that I think a real leader rises above all this, sees what's going on. Don't take the bait. Don't let the Democrats and the left manipulate us. They're trying to help more. They're trying to divide us. And I still think, like you said, I think Ballotgate is the biggest threat. So I hope Republicans have a plan. I hope we don't just sit around, twiddle our thumbs, and see what happens on election night. Oh, well, I guess we lost.
If we learned the lessons from 2022 or not, still to come, John Myrick is suing, and a retiring rhino cries and whines about partisanship in Annapolis. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. The Baltimore Sun reports that when Kurt L. Schmoke retires from the University of Baltimore a year from now, he'll leave the next president with a shiny $188 million plan for modernizing the academic center, but also the responsibility for raising perhaps 20% of that from private donors. And Governor Wes Moore, who has anchored his political identity in a narrative of military service and the creed to leave no one behind, is facing mounting national pressure to provide a full accounting of his career after his office's explanations failed to match available records. The scrutiny, driven by a months-long investigation by veteran Army Colonel and reporter Drew Sullins for the Spotlight on Maryland series in the Baltimore Sun, centers on a growing disconnect between Moore's public storytelling and his official military documentation. And synagogues applaud the addition of security funds to Anne Arundel County's budget, a measure that once seemed unlikely to gain funding. The fiscal year 2027 budget
now includes $150,000 for a security grant pilot program for religious organizations and nonprofits at risk of hate crimes. For Congregation Kol Shalom in Annapolis, security funding has become an ever-increasing expense at $80,000 to $100,000 a year. The synagogue has about 120 member families and a full-time, five-day-a-week preschool with 48 children. And an assault between a student and two teachers at an elementary school during dismissal on Tuesday afternoon resulted in non-life-threatening injuries to both teachers, according to the Harford County Sheriff's Office. The student was quickly detained by deputies and school personnel. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That's a big delay on 83 southbound. If you're coming down from Warren Road, Tadonia Road, through Timonium Road, down to the Beltway, the accident is after Timonium Road and before the Beltway. And it still looks like only the left side of 83 south is getting by. I've been watching this traffic at Timonium Road and then coming south. Some of these idiots are driving on the right shoulder. So if you're in the right lane and you don't pay attention, you might drift a little bit. Better watch out. There's some people coming down the right shoulder thinking they're going somewhere, and all they're doing is running into a situation where they eventually have to get back over to the left-hand side. It goes down the white car now, right down the shoulder. Let's just leave it at that. There's a new wreck also. Baltimore County just pulled up to Liddy Valley Road at Pot Spring Road. We're still slowing in different areas of the Beltway. Nothing out of the ordinary. Late backing and heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 80s. We could see a stray shower or two this afternoon. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Kyle Bradish takes the hill for Baltimore tonight as the Birds try to break this streak of seven losses in their last 10 games, including last night's 3-1 loss in Seattle. Grant Wolfram giving up a game-deciding two-run single in the seventh to Cal Raleigh in relief of Brandon Young, who manager Albernez says did his part.
BY did more than enough for us to win the game, kept us in the game. Obviously, like, runs were at a premium. Yeah, he did a great job tonight.
Young now with five consecutive quality starts for Baltimore, an ERA of 2.20 over that span. World Cup play today and tonight, Portugal and the Congo at 1 p.m., England and Croatia at 4, Ghana, Panama, and Colombia, Uzbekistan will play later tonight. This all coming one night after three of the greatest goal scorers in soccer today had their way.
Will a volta on the overlap? And there it is! Erling Haaland meets the World Cup! The World Cup meets Erling Haaland!
Call on Fox Sports, Erling Haaland of Norway, the best pure striker on the planet and the most prolific goal scorer in English football history, with a pair leading Norway past Iraq 4-1. Elsewhere, Messi with a hattie, 3-0 over Algeria. Meanwhile, one of the more remarkable NHL coaching tenures in recent memory has ended as the Las Vegas Golden Knights announced yesterday that John Tortorella will not return as head coach. The team hired Tortorella on March 29th with just 8 games left to play in the regular season, and he led them to the Stanley Cup final. And finally, this happened on Monday night in Major League Baseball.
High fly ball, left field. Did he do it again? Yes, he did! Hugh
Houston is Colts Town tonight.
Jason Benetti had the call on Detroit Sports TV talking about Colt Keith at 24 years of age becoming the youngest Tiger to hit three home runs in the same game since Mr. Tiger, that's Al Kaline, who did it as a 20-year-old back in 1955. Kaline was the greatest Major League Baseball player from Baltimore, not named Babe Ruth. Grew up in South Baltimore, went to Southern High School on Key Highway in the city. And on this day in sports history, we take you back 32 years, June 17th, 1994. The nation riveted to a car chase, the likes of which those who saw it will never forget.
I'm going to have to interrupt this call. I understand we're going to go to a live picture in Los Angeles. Is that correct? Okay. This is Interstate 5, and this is courtesy of KCALR, one of our L.A. affiliates. Police believe that O.J. Simpson is in that car.
That was CNN coverage interrupting Larry King Live to bring us coverage of the white Ford Bronco car chase. Orenthe James Simpson did not turn himself in on murder charges. The chase lasted over 1.5 hours. The time now is 8:37. The question is, where were you?
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
So it isn't like the do you believe in miracles moment in sports, right?
No, it was the opposite of that.
It was the opposite, but it was one of those moments where you remember where you were. And so where were you in that?
Yeah, I was here at WCBM. And again, I do remember I was riveted to the television, as many of us were. But I do remember for that entire summer. This was the topic.
No doubt.
Couldn't get away from the topic. You had O.J. Simpson, a Hall of Fame football player, was an incredible athlete, and of course, in all these movies and commercials and so on and so forth, and then the horrific, heinous crime of which he was accused. Then you had the way that the police bungled it, and then you had the racial tensions that existed. I mean, it was one of the, I guess, best times to be a social commentator, and for covering it from a talk radio perspective, because every day there was something different, something new, and you tried to get away from it and just to take a break from it, and people kept dragging you back to the O.J. Simpson story.
Is it the greatest fall from grace of a sports personality?
I think it's got to be one of them, if not the greatest.
Just trying to think of another.
Because
he
was idolized. People loved O.J.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And not only was he was idolized, but because he transferred himself into pop culture, he was worldwide famous and popular. So, yeah, it was not only a sports phenomenon, it was a culture phenomenon as well.
Yeah, just an incredible story. And yeah, I remember we did, I interviewed Nicole Brown's, Simpson's sister, and Goldman. I think it was Amy, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
If I remember her name correctly.
Ron Goldman's sister?
Yeah. Ron Goldman, and not Nicole Brown's. But, it was an incredible moment, and I think that we all remember, like you were when the man landed first up on the moon. We all knew that. And I remember when Kennedy was assassinated.
Kennedy.
I was in school. We were at recess at the time. And they called us all back in, and they dismissed school early that day. So, yeah, those kind of things stick with you.
For some reason, I remember when Thurman Munson went down in that plane crash.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was driving my dad's delivery truck, and I heard it on the news.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Very good. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
Appreciate that. John Myrick has announced a lawsuit, a $100 million lawsuit, and unspecified compensatory damages against a local media company. Again, this is the News and Times Media LLC, run by Jeffrey Peters, a teacher of literature at the Bard High School Early College, a liberal private school located in Baltimore, Maryland, as having defamed his character through repeated stolen valor accusations against Myrick. The suit details specific incidents where News and Times Media and Peters accused Myrick of stolen valor, a violation of the Stolen Valor Act of 2013. Myrick said in his civil suit he's seeking punitive damages of $100 million. No trial date has been set as of yet. And I find it very interesting that State Senator Chris West, who is one of the biggest rhinos here in the state of Maryland, there's a big piece at NPR or YPR, whatever, West is a self-described moderate Republican who's willing to work with the Democrat majority to pass legislation. Well, what good is he then as a Republican? None is the answer. West has been in the Maryland General Assembly for 12 years and said during that time he's got more than 100 bills passed. I would say some of these bills, except there's a couple really bad ones, but most of them are just insignificant. These are bills that you put your name to so you can say, oh yeah, I passed the bill. The bill that he did help pass, he co-sponsored the paint tax here in Maryland. Number two, the Juvenile Justice Restoration Act. You know what that did? That gave juveniles convicted of serious crimes a chance of getting out of prison after serving 20 years. I'm talking about juveniles who have committed murder. So this rhino thinks that's a good thing. Let's get murderers. Let's get them out into the community. Let's get them rehab so they can murder again. What a horse's ass. You know, and thank God we're getting rid of this guy. He said, ready for this? In my party, we have, quote, in my party, we have people who are very poor legislators, but they're great at sending messages to the base of the political party. It seems to me we should try to coexist. Oh, there's a nice little bumper sticker moment for Senator West. The fact of the matter is, yeah, there's time for bipartisanship, but there's also time when people send you down to Annapolis to fight for what you believe in, fight for your convictions, for your ideology, for your causes. Chris West did none of that. He did none of that in his years as a Maryland state senator. In 2016, by the way, he crossed party lines. He gave $1,000 to Delegate Jocelyn Pena Melnick's campaign for Congress. So when you follow the money, people tell you who they really support, what they really believe when they donate. Now, it's not like he's donating to both, okay? He told you everything you need to know about Chris West.
Yeah, but if you actually get into office and do what you promised to do, then you're labeled an extremist. And you're an extremist. But, yeah, I mean, all the talk of bipartisan is a joke. It just means they're all in on the scam, and they hate outsiders, just like all the old-timers in Congress complain of the good old days before Trump when they had bipartisanship. Right. Really, it was just, were all in it together.
That's the uniparty. Uniparty at the federal level. We have the uniparty here at the state level. You get a chance to change that. Early voting still going on now through tomorrow. Get out and vote to change this again. And hey, talk about partisanship. The Democrats have been waxing Republicans for years now. And what did Chris West, did he lift a finger to stop it? Of course not. He's a go-along, get-along rhino. See ya. Adios. 8:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
8:95, the Old Harbor Tunnel still backed up, looking at you live here right at the camera at Pulaski Highway, and it's slow right there. And it's all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel, just crawling from there. It's actually coming out on the south end and heading towards Child Street, but there's not a lot of traffic really coming out at one significant pace, is what I would call it. Just very heavy traffic still. At least a 25-minute delay on 895. 95, by comparison, has gotten better around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and into O'Donnell Street. So you can slide over there and maybe make a little better time on 95 South right now, which is normally still backed up. But right now, we're getting a breakthrough there. 83 South, they reopened some more lanes as you're coming down from Timonium Road to the Beltway. The accident is still on the right side. But it looks like now we're getting at least two lanes by and maybe the additional lane pretty soon here for the traffic eventually down to the Beltway. But the tail end of that backup on 83 is almost back to the ramp area at Warren Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny, hot, upper 80s, a chance for stray shower overnight, upper 60s, hot and humid tomorrow, mid-90s with a chance of a thunderstorm. And right now we're looking at partly sunny skies. It is actually 69 in Ocean City, 73 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Social media personality Spencer of SB Mowing makes videos where he mows and cleans up people's property for free and posts them online. Then he met Debbie, and he not only cleaned her yard up, but paid for her late rent and gave her spending money. She recently fell on hard times when she lost her husband. 1,000 people now chipping in and raising over $650,000 for Debbie. Check it out.
So this is your yard you're dealing with back here.
Yeah, it goes all the way back behind the garage.
Man, when's the last time that was mowed, you think?
Last fall. Kind of embarrassed by it all.
Well, this is nothing that we can't fix up and get looking good for you. We decided that we wanted to pay your rent, your last 3 months of rent that you're backed up on.
You don't really have to do that because you've done so much for me already.
We want to, and we've got lots of people that are donating to the nonprofit, and this is what they do it for, to help people like you out.
Just incredible, and that is something that started off just as a, you know, an act of random act of kindness, and now it gets contagious because people want to be part of that and have that good feeling, and it's always good to help our fellow human beings. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rice Houston Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. When you're ready to upgrade any of the appliances in your home, trust me and go to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, like GE, Cafe, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, JetAir, Frigidaire, and Bosch, just to name a few. Whether you need a basic essential or high-end, they have it all. Plus, Town Appliance offers flexible financing options to make your upgrade easier than ever. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
All right, so back on this whole thing. Look, this is something I've noticed for a long time now, and this is the Democrats know this. This is a game that they play. For instance, do you realize how many times have we nominated Supreme Court justices that end up, we think they're conservative, we think that they're originalists, and they turn out flipping, and they're not? Has that ever happened to a Democrat nominee, Supreme Court? Not consistently. Not to my knowledge. So it's the same thing with bipartisanship. Democrats expect bipartisanship. It's a one-way street where it's the Republicans are expected to be bipartisan and Democrats aren't. You can see it just, I mean, Fetterman might be the only exception on some issues, yeah, not on a host of issues, on select issues.
But he's an exception.
But he is the exception to the rule.
You're absolutely right. Otherwise, they unify.
They circle the wagons.
Yeah.
They don't practice bipartisanship in any way, shape, or form. And for people like Chris West and these other rhinos down there, J.B. Jennings and these others down here, they say they're conservative. You know, the Justin Reedies of the world and so on and so forth. They say they're conservative, and yet their voting record would indicate otherwise.
Yeah. And tying this back to what we were talking about in 2022, because I see a lot of stuff on Facebook. I know a lot of people blame Dan Cox for Moore, because if Kelly Scholz had won the primary, then she would have beaten Moore. Which, first of all, you don't know that. I don't believe that. And I'm sorry, but she didn't lose because the Democrats were helping her or giving her money or whatever people, like, crazy rumor they try to start. She lost because she didn't campaign. She didn't do anything. She was waiting around to be coronated as queen. We had to twist her arm, basically, to come on in the 11th hour. She only did one interview with WCBM with you the day before the election, like less than 24 hours before election day started. I don't know why. She wouldn't come. We offered several times and she wouldn't come on. She didn't show up at events. She didn't campaign. She only held press conferences with Larry Hogan and the Maryland GOP Central Committee, which, again, they were getting involved in the primary, so they went again. So I don't think it's fair when people like Dan Cox, right, if you don't follow the party line, or you actually are going to try, well, actually, it's the opposite. You actually are trying to do the work that you say you're going to do, won't voters elect, and then you're labeled as an extremist, and you get out of the clique of the cabal, the two-party system. So, again, I think that's why you just have to be aware. Don't take the Democrats to bait. Don't take the uniparties bait. Pay attention to what people are doing.
Yeah, you got to break the cycle.
Yes.
And at some
the
point
outsiders.
In time, you got to get out there, and it's just the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. By the way, one of our listeners had just texted in. Sean, just to remind you, Chris West was also the author and creator of our red flag law here in the state of Maryland as well. So, yeah, it is something out there. Jet from Moncton says, in the Harford County section of Moncton, we haven't received any sample ballots. Well, this is state government at work at its finest. And Doug says, how come you won't endorse anyone for governor? I said, because I don't want to be the one that picks winners and losers and so on and so forth. I think that's up to the voters. I mean, I know who I'm voting for. I obviously have got my, but I don't want to put undue influence on anyone. I know a lot of people ask
for my advice and my opinion. And look, I do, like, I thank all the people that are running. I give them credit. It takes a special person to want to run for office. And some people, I think, are perennial candidates. Maybe they should rethink that position a little bit when you've run three, four, five times. But then again, Abraham Lincoln, what, ran three times and lost before he won president? So you just never know, do you? It's 8:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford, Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor, to restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state Senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state Senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police. Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County firefighters. Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority. Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so both the tunnels, 95 again, slowing a little bit here in the right tube on the southbound side. Not sure if there's a problem inside, but I don't see anything there. And just checking southbound. Yeah, they're coming out, but it's slow. There may have been a slow-moving vehicle in the right lane. 95 coming down from the O'Donnell Street ramp and through there had continued to improve, but now, because of that slowing, we're backed up again towards O'Donnell Street and the Eastern Avenue ramp. So about 10 minutes now for 95, and we're still up in the area of 15 to 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer for the traffic on 895 South. We're improving, but still backed up. 83 is slow. Pedonia Road through Timonium Road. The accident now before the Beltway is completely off to the right side. That may take another 20 minutes or so for that clear out as you're moving south from the ramp area at Pedonia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday, partly sunny today, upper 80s, chance of a thunderstorm and or stray shower. Tonight, upper 60s, and then it gets really hot and humid tomorrow, mid-90s, the chance of a thunderstorm again tomorrow. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 70 in Reisterstown, and it's 71 and mostly sunny in Parkville. We mentioned ballot gate. I give you an update. Look, the early voting, I mean, it's the State Board of Elections. They really need to update their data set. It's just, to me, getting through this table of early voting locations, it looks to me like it's very light. It's very light this year. I can't, they don't give you the 22 for totals. I got to go back and look at, you got to almost do it by hand. They should just be able to total everything up. What was day one? Total. Day two. We're in day six now, or day seven, whatever it is. But it does look like it's extremely light this year, early voting. That's my initial impression. I'll have to verify that and do more homework for you maybe tomorrow. But Jared DeMarinis, in a June 12th letter to committee leaders, he is now, and a lot of concerns being raised by Republicans and people like yours truly, Kristen as well. He is emphasizing the problem with the state's third-party vendor, and not from voter registration records or election administration systems. But we don't know that. We don't know if the voters' registration records have been purged. In fact, you haven't been. You're fighting the federal government. You won't turn over the voter registration records. He says, generally speaking, there was a vendor issue with the application of the party affiliation code to the ballot and ballot envelope used to data match the two pieces together for an individual voter. The error resulted in some voters receiving the wrong party ballot, and the vendor was unable to accurately identify which individual voters were affected by the mistake. That's the reason why they had to issue the replacement ballots, and there's even more confusion there. My question is this. So you turn this contract over to this vendor, and that's it. You wash your hands, you wait till it comes back, and you just hope and pray that everything is good. What kind of checks and balances, what kinds of protocols exist where is there somebody from the State Board of Elections that either goes to where the printer is printing these ballots and reviews them and looks for, you know, any kind of error before they're sent out? Who signs off on this? And again, there's usually some, when you have what's called a proof, right? In the printing industry, if I'm printing an invitation to a wedding or something like that, I get a proof. And I go over it for typos, for grammar, for whatever, addresses, and so on and so forth. I make sure everything is right before I sign off on it and pay for it. Did anybody at the State Board of Elections do that? If not, why not? And if somebody did that, whose job was it? And the buck usually stops at the desk of Jared DeMarinis. According to the State Board of Elections, if a voter submits only an original ballot and is the correct party ballot style, the ballot will be counted. If a voter returns an incorrect party ballot, election officials said, votes cast in nonpartisan races will be transferred to the proper ballot style and counted. However, if there are no nonpartisan contests on the incorrect ballot, the ballot will be rejected. This is just madness. I mean, I'm getting lost reading it. How in the heck are they going to count these votes? I'm telling you, it's really, really bad. It's really bad, and heads should roll. But, of course, this governor holds no one accountable, including himself. And that's why we need to make a change. This kind of madness has got to stop in Maryland. We've seen enough. We've had enough. We've experienced enough of this kind of poor governance on the part of the Democrats who have been dominating this state now for decades. And now it's so blatant, it's so in your face that, oops, sorry, we now have a million ballots out there circulating. But don't worry, we're going to count some of the ballots some of the time, maybe all the ballots all the time. And it's a mess. Maryland Freedom Caucus, in a statement, basically, they're questioning whether or not there should be a special session for congressional gerrymandering. Again, in our republic, voters choose the politicians. In a banana republic, politicians choose their voters. That's exactly what Governor Moore and Annapolis Democrats are trying to do. And this reported July special session is not about fair maps or fair representation or good government. It is a raw partisan power grab designed to rewrite the Maryland Constitution so the Democrats can gerrymander away Maryland's last Republican congressional district and silence hundreds of thousands of Marylanders. That's from the Maryland Freedom Caucus making that statement today. All right. Kim Klasick coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. And we'll be back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. Mackenzie Frost will join us a little bit later on as well. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.